radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station from Dominican University of California. Penguin softball from Albert's Park in San Rafael, California. It is April 1st, folks. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe with you, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon as the Penguins taking on the Oaks from Menlo College up from Atherton, down there about a mile north of Stanford. Penguins currently 9-17 on the season. The Oaks come in 5-12. Menlo, the visitors today. It's a perfect day for softball. A little bit breezy coming straight in from center field.
Simply wonderful April afternoon right here on Sunday.
No fooling. It is April 1st, by the way.
Absolutely.
Jay Will, you have not tricked me with anything yet. Brandon Davis is in the house, folks, for those of you who are wondering, and I'm sure most of you were. As usual, B. Dave alongside. He's doing the overhead announcing. And, of course, he's working the scoreboard out there. Brandon, I don't know if he even knows how to work that thing, but he's going to know soon. The Penguins come in, as mentioned. Let's see, 5-12. Is that what I said? I don't even know what I said.
Menlo was recorded down as 5-12.
Oh, Menlo's 5-12. The Penguins are 9-17. The head coach for the Oaks out of Menlo College in her fourth year, Kelly Miller, assisted by Rochelle Heaslett. And we're ready to get things going underway. This is, let's see, this is for the Oaks, Kincaid, and the first pitch from the Penguins. Megan Kincaid, fans. Where's number two, a left-handed batter. And music. And the next pitch is a running slap up the middle, taken by the pitcher for the D's and a little bit late. Kincaid on with a single, a clean running slap. Next up is Pauly. May I have that sheet? Okay, let me get the first names here. This is Jamie Pauly. She's the catcher. She's a freshman out of Santa Clara. Where's number 13, Jamie Pauly? Runner at first, nobody out. First inning of game one. Attempted bunt goes out of play.
That ball coming straight back behind us.
Pauly, a right-handed batter, came running up in the batter's box there as Kincaid took off from first.
Softball went right over the crowd. He's got a nice, fun group of people out here.
Pauly's in there, another bunt. And the Penguins field that one cleanly. Over to first base from the pitcher. Dina Westrope is the starter for the Penguins, and that moves the runner over to second base. One down, inning number one. And that was a sacrifice bunt. Sack goes 1-3 to move the runner.
Penguins moving beautifully so far in the infield.
One down. We'll have the infield for you in just a second here as the next batter for the Oaks, if I get this right, Suzanne Thompson. She's a sophomore out of Fresno, an outfielder. It's Thompson. In fact, she's playing center. Next one's popped up, third base side, into the Penguin dugout.
At that point, you got to say play it. It bounced off the top of the fence right back into play, but
I think one of the players in the Penguin dugout could have gotten that one. By the way, Jay Will, the umpires for today's game, Henry Young is out in the field. Dave Carter behind the plate. They'll switch between games. Of course, a doubleheader today between the Penguins and the Oaks. April 1st, 2007. Penguin softball on the air. One runner at second, one out. Oh, a very slow ball fielded by shortstop over to the Penguins late. It came off the third baseman's glove.
Wilcox able to field that one, not able to get it in first on time.
That one came off the glove of Jenna Joyner, the third baseman. And by the time it got there to Courtney Wilcox, Joyner had slowed it up. So runners at first and second, one down. I wonder if that, I think that one's going to be scored in error. I'm almost positive of it. Joyner should have had that one. Down the left field line.
But it's foul.
And next up is, this is Pichetti. Megan Pichetti is up, number 21, and she is the shortstop for the Oaks.
Pichetti really got on top of the last ball. She sent it on down to her coach on third base side.
This one's ripped down to left field. Takes a hop, and it's just going to be a nice long single out there to left. And that's going to bring up, let's see, this is Alicia Vegas is coming up, the second baseman. Base is full, one out.
Boy, not the situation you want to see here in the first inning here.
So Thompson is at second, Kincaid at third, Pichetti at first, Alicia Vegas, the batter with just one down. Here's the next pitch. By Westrop, a little bit high. And according to Brandon Davis, I think it's 2-0. How can that be? She's only thrown one ball.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Brandon Davis is getting an in-service on the scoreboard. He was here a half hour early, folks, but he was not practicing with the scoreboard. He's getting his practice in live on the air under the scrutiny of myself and J-Wo. Here's the next pitch. By Westrop. This one's up the middle. Uh-oh, very slow roller over to first. The Penguins have to give up the run. And Vegas with an RBI. Sacrifice RBI. And that's the second out.
Amber Moose-Lara making the out with first baseman there.
That moves Thompson over to third. Moves Pichetti to second. Marchese is the batter. And the Oaks lead 1-0 as Kincaid came in. Runners at second and third, two down. Here's the next pitch by Westrop. Boy, that was right down the middle. A ball right down the middle, folks.
Got a question in the blue on that one.
Yeah, that's Dave Carter. He's been around for years. Henry Young, I don't recognize him.
Oh.
Off-speed delivery, a little bit high and away. Dave Carter says it's 1-1, D-Dave. With two outs, you've only got one out on the scoreboard. Keep an eye on Brandon Davis over there. Here's the next pitch by Westrop. Runners at second and third. Oh, another off-speed delivery. The runner at second is Suzanne Thompson. She's dying to go, but she's got a runner in her way.
However, with both runners in scoring position, Dominican still looks to get out of a tough situation.
That's actually Megan Pichetti. I said it was Thompson. Thompson's the runner at third. Thompson did reach on an error.
From
and then a single by Pichetti. Then the sacrifice RBI by Alicia Vegas. And that brought up Marchese with two down. This one's popped up. And that's out of play. One ball, two strikes now. We get number seven. This is Pamela Marchese.
Penguin ladies looking to get out of the top of the first here. They've already... Let one run in, but...
2-1. I look up at the scoreboard. It's absolutely perfect. With Brandon Davis working the scoreboard. I expect no less. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch by Westrop. Oh, this one's ripped down the third baseline. Oh, and they called it fair because... The
Boy,
Penguins' third baseman touched it.
The ball came right Joyner. Off the Joyner's glove. Bounced into foul territory, but... That contact makes it fair.
Yeah, that thing was hooking foul like crazy. So Marchese is credited with a single. Another run comes in. That was Thompson. Pichetti also comes in. And the score is now 3-0 with Marchese at first and two down.
So that single brings in two runners. Menlo now. Taking a big chunk out of the batting order here in the top of the first.
Man, you're not kidding. Kuule Patikin. Kuule Patikin is the batter, J-Wo. And she's up there, a right-handed swinger. Of course, she's got Pamela Marchese over there on first base, number seven. Here's the next pitch by Westrop. High and away. And the count now is one ball and one strike, according to Brandon Davis. Horn and J-Wo. With you live on April Fool's Day. A good off-speed, very nice bit of hitting there as Patikin waited nicely on that one. She's going to be given a hard single out to left field.
She got it just past Courtney Wilcox, diving for a stop on that ball, but it got through to left field.
This is Amber Fruitt.
Of the Menlo Oaks who've come down here to Santa Fe, California.
Pruitt takes inside as she buckles out of the way. She's a sophomore, plays first base, and she's out of Santa Rosa, J-Well.
Oak runners constantly on the move here, obviously, with two outs.
And this one's low and away. Jessica Smith is on deck, should Pruitt reach. Pruitt, the first baseman, bats right. And Westrope's had the two outs for quite a while now, and she's coughed up a couple. Okay, and this is a hard shot over to third base, and Joyner's able to haul it in. And finally, the Penguins get out on a line drive over to five. So we're done with half an inning, fans, in game one. A doubleheader today as the Penguins take on the Oaks. It's 3-0, leaving Jessica Smith on deck. For the Penguins, coming up will be Ashley Mills, followed by Brittany Hale and Jessica Talman. It's DU softball, Penguin style, on radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu, more April Fool's Day softball. Stuart Horn, J. Woe, once again on the mics, being friendly. Here we go.
As the Penguins are taking on the Oaks. Oh, this is much better. Thank you, gentlemen. Ashley Mills for the Penguins wears number five. She's a lefty leading off. Penguins coughed up three in the top of the first, game number one, as Pamela Marchese, the pitcher for the Oaks, throws another one down there. And the count, Brandon Davis, is what, 2-2?
2-0.
Okay, we get rid of those strikes there. Two balls, no strikes. Ashley Mills, the left fielder for the Penguins. She hacks one down, and it is fielded pretty cleanly there by the third baseman.
That running bunt just kind of left the ball hanging down there on the third base line.
Yeah, third baseman is Jamie Pauley, number 13. She hauls it in. So the first batter for the Penguins pops out to five, and that brings up Brittany Hale, the center fielder for the Penguins.
The center fielder, number 24, Hale.
Hale wears 24, a left-handed batter. As Hale holds the bat very high. She's got the undershirt all the way down the long sleever. It's a nice day out today, but Hale wants to stay nice and warm. Hale with a couple practice swings. Now she's back in the box. Left-handed batter is Hale.
So actually, the Penguins lead off with
left-handed
hitters.
And Hale suffers the same outcome as did Ashley Mills, popping it up. And another catch by the third baseman. Two up, two down. Here's Jessica Talman. For the Penguins, need to answer those three runs. Penguins, as mentioned, 9-17 coming in today, 5-12 for the Oaks. Jessica Talman is up for the DUs, wearing number four. She's the catcher, right-handed batter. This is right down the middle. No, call the ball by Dave Carter. From up here, it looked like a strike, J-Well.
My eyes are just catching it all in right now.
Amber Lara is on deck, fans. Should Talman reach? Here's the next pitch by Marchese. This one's over to the shortstop. Fires to first in time. And the Penguins go down. 1-2-3. No score. End of one. 3-0 Menlo. Radio.dominican.edu.
Pause. Radio.dominican.edu. Once again, top of the second here. As the Oaks are coming on to the Penguins here.
Yes, they are. Oh, up the third base line. It comes off Joyner's. Oh, it came off of her leg, and it bounced up. It's hauled in by Westrop, who fires over to first base. Markley with a good stretch, and the Penguins are able to retire Jessica Smith. Wow, that one came right off the foot of Joyner. What a play. So it's going to go... It's going to be scored. I'm going to say that's going to be scored 5-1-3. Came right off of the foot of the third baseman Joyner. It was a hard shot up there at the hot corner. One down. Oh man, the Penguins needed that. Something fierce. They want to get out of this inning as quickly as possible. And we turn the lineup back over. It's Megan Kincaid. Last time up, Kincaid with a single. Kincaid with a check swing, high and away. Ball one. radio.dominican.edu, the first softball broadcast of the new season. We will have our upcoming broadcast for you. Happy you're with us on this 6 p.m. start tonight. Can't call these games live, Jay Will, from the field. They don't have the facilities to handle us.
That's all right. It's still a comfortable little booth up here. We get great service.
Yeah, and it's the running slap attempt was very low, but offered at by Kincaid.
You know,
and that makes it 1-1.
Just a pitch before the ball was in the dirt. But
and that one rolled in there. And Brandon Davis might want to put the 1-1 up on the scoreboard. There is one away. Oh, the off-speed delivery is popped straight up in the air. Westrope took it for a second, and then she backs out of the way, allowed Wilcox to take it. Joyner and Wilcox both broke in.
Out of the infield party, though, Wilcox, a freshman coming up with the out.
Kincaid pop up to six, and that's the second out. Very quickly, the Penguins making work. Here's Jamie Pauley, who scored on a, let's see, she didn't score. She, last time up, a sacrifice, which enabled the Oaks to score one of their runs, moving the runners up. And eventually, that player scored. This one's over to the shortstop, Wilcox. She fires over to first, and a good scoop there by Markley. The Penguins get him 1-2-3, and Jamie Pauley goes down 6-3 for the third out. So the top of the second inning goes a lot better for the Penguins than did the top of the first inning. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, B. Dave, he's alongside. And we have Penguin softball for you from Albert's Park. It's April 1st, fans, 2007. Bottom of the second coming up, 3-0. DU trails.
Here we go, more radio.dominican.edu softball from the Lady Penguins here at Albert Park in sunny San Rafael, California. This is the bottom of the second, as the Penguins look to make a dent in the 3-0 lead that the Oaks put up.
Holy cow, and the first pitch to Amber Lara is met by the barrel of her bat. She flips it out there to deep right center, and Lara opens things up with a clean double for the DUs. Here comes Courtney Wilcox. She'll be followed by Shannon Markley.
That extra base leadoff hit from Amber Moose Lara. That's right.
And not too much, B. Not too much. That's enough.
We'll have the umpires freak out. Here's the first pitch now to Courtney Wilcox after Lara led off the bottom of the second with a deep double out there to right center. The wind's blowing in, just dead in from center field today. Coming off the coast here in San Rafael, California. The first pitch, I'm not sure what it was. This one backing up on second baseman. Oh, goodness gracious. What a superb catch by the second baseman. That's Alicia Vegas. That one's popped straight up. Does not enable Lara to advance. So the pop-up goes P4. Here's Shannon Markley, first out there.
More Penguins coming up right here. As got one on, one out. Looking to make a dent in the three-run lead here.
Boy, Vegas with a great catch there. She backed up on that one into very shallow right field. Here's Shannon Markley. Markley is the first baseman for the Penguins, and she is a right-handed batter capable of hitting the ball well over that left fielder. I see the left fielder is not very deep here, Jay. Well, the right fielder very deep for the Oaks. Left fielder's in a little bit, and I don't think she realizes how capable Markley is of going deep. Oh, brother. And now Markley, just as I say that, she waved right through that one. His off-speed delivery, Markley was looking fastball. She steps out now. Practice swing. Does not look down to the coach. That's Bob Herman down there in his first year. No. Yeah, that's right. First year, Herman. On radio.dominican.edu. First softball broadcast of the year. This is great stuff, fans. Perfect day for softball. Just a little tiny bit of a breeze.
Looks like the count's 2-2. Is Markley really wanted the last one?
Markley with a massive swing out there into right field. And that one's hauled down out there by Jessica Smith. Smith pulls that thing in as she pulled the sunglasses down. That did allow Laura to slide into third as she advanced. Tagging up, here's Kristen Kennedy with a chance for the Penguins to score their first run. Kennedy stepping into the box, a right-handed batter after Shannon went down on a fly out to nine. Kennedy, the designated player here in game one. Softball doubleheader as Kennedy waves at this one, number 35.
So as far as listeners might go, the designated player is a position special to softball here at the collegiate level.
That's right. She's going to bat. And then, of course, the flex player. Oh, this one goes right between the legs of the shortstop. That's Pacetti. Oh, boy, you don't see that too often. I saw Pacetti warming up, and I don't think she missed a single one. And now here's an error on six. That allows the Penguins to score their first run. Amber Lara comes in. Jenna Joyner, the third baseman for the DUs, is coming up for her first AB. Boy, Pacetti there is going to hate that. And the Penguins will take it. Now it's 3-1, fans. Here's Joyner. She squares to bunt. Popping up there is Patikin comes up out of the crouch. Fakes a throw down to first base. Does not chuck it down there. As Kristen Kennedy is on first base for the Penguins. One run in for the DUs. Two down. Bottom of the second.
So if the Penguins can pull up some two-out attacking right here, we'll see what kind of offense we can get out of the bottom of the second here, early on in the doubleheader here.
Yep. Game number one. Here's Joyner. Oh, Joyner went for the butcher boy as she pulled back, and now this one is hauled out as she pops it up over to first base, and a good catch there by Amber Fruitt for the third out, but the Penguins did score one. Jenna Joyner pop up over to three for the third out in the bottom of the second. We're going now to the top of the third inning. And coming up for the Oaks, Suzanne Thompson, Megan Pacetti, and Alicia Vegas. 3-1 Menlo, top of the third, radio.dominican.edu.
We're back with radio.dominican.edu Penguin Softball here at Albert Park on April Fool's Day doubleheader. Here we go.
Okay, Westrope now throws the first one down there. Westrope still in there, 3-1. Menlo on top, Stuart Horn. Jackson Wong from Albert's Park on April Fool's Day 2007. And the windows are open up here in the scoring area, the luxury box.
Absolutely beautiful day.
Yeah, there's only one luxury box here at Albert's Park, and they reserved it for the scores. And your DU broadcasters for this afternoon on radio.dominican.edu. Game one, top of the third inning, moving along quickly, 3-1 Menlo. Oh, up the middle. It's got a lot of burn on it. Oh, it was spinning very hard as Suzanne Thompson is thrown out. A great heads-up play there by the second baseman. That's Lara. So Thompson goes down 4-3 for the first out. Megan Pacetti coming up now for the Oaks. Last time up, Pacetti with a single. Pacetti's a shortstop, and here's the first pitch by Westrope. Low and in. Westrope hurdles that one in there pretty nicely, but the Oaks in the first inning were seeing the ball very clearly. Not so much in the second when they went down 1-2-3 as they flipped the lineup over. This one's a off-speed delivery low and away now, two balls.
Boy, no fooling, Stu. First inning, the Oaks just filled up the base hotel, made it no vacancy around there.
You're not kidding. This one's hacked at, but straight back by Pacetti, who wears number 21. Pacetti has the single braid down the back.
Fence had to save the fans this time from a stray foul ball.
Yeah, you're right. And the place is loaded. Ton of fans here. Here's the next pitch by Westrope. She rips it down the third base line. Almost killed the coach over there.
Got to say hi to the coach down there at the third base line.
Good move by the coach moving in toward the field. She got out of the way. Oaks are up on their feet. There's not a single player sitting. Except the official score down there, she's sitting. And, of course, your broadcasters, they're always sitting. They're rarely standing. It's a lot of work.
Unless you get out to the lacrosse games. We kind of lost chairs around there.
Well, you know, the whole lacrosse culture and environment, it's unlike most. Here's the next pitch by Westrope. Oh, this one is out into left center, and it's deep.
And around first base is Pacetti. And she's now to second, and she's hauling for third. Here's the throw in. Misses the cutoff. Oh, man.
Out there was Hale. Hale airmailed Wilcox, who had moved out from shortstop for the cutoff. She airmailed and allowed Pacetti with a triple.
A very deep triple, and so deep, in fact, there wasn't there's no home run fence out there.
No. Nope. If you want to score a home run out here, you got to run. And Megan Pacetti was hauling around first base. Here comes Alicia Vegas, an RBI on a sacrifice last time for Vegas.
She has good opportunity here again with a runner on third.
Yep. Vegas also with a superb defensive play out there at second base where she backpedaled into short right field and hauled one in, taking a potential hit away from the Penguins. This one's inside. Over there on third base is Pacetti. And if Talman should miss one there behind the plate, Pacetti's just ready to come busting in. We've had no stolen bases yet. That was the second extra base hit, one for the Penguins, and one now for the Oaks. Here's a shot in the left field, thrown in and scoring. So there's Vegas with her second RBI, and this is an RBI single as the Oaks go out to greet Megan Pacetti after that big-time triple, and that brings up Pamela Marchese, who had a single up last time. Alicia Vegas over there to first base. One down. Was a big-time hit there by Pacetti. That triple was huge. Westrope now. This one's right down the middle. Called the strike.
Boy, the Oaks couldn't ask for a better single. It went right over the shortstop's head as it drove a runner in right there.
Yeah. Vegas with a big rip into left. That was a nice hit. This one's right over the outside corner of the plate, called a ball. As diving back to first was Vegas. Vegas thought that Talman was going to come up firing. Westrope now toes the rubber. She gets the sign from Talman. The runner over there at first base is Vegas after the clean single with the RBI attached. Here's a foul ball coming up. Talman runs for it, goes into the crowd.
Boy, we don't get to call those souvenirs, do we?
No. They use those balls again. Although that one might have gotten chewed up by the ground out there beyond the fans. Maybe we'll have the Penguins sign it and give it to the radio crew afterwards. Who knows? Wouldn't mind having one of those. Pamela Marchese is the batter, and she's up there with, I don't know what the count is.
Doesn't really matter right now. It looks like a hit by pitch.
No. I think it may have hit the bat.
He said she didn't get out of the way.
Oh, Marchese. They're going to call out a strike then. Yeah, 2-2. Brandon Davis all over it on the scoreboard. 2-2. Kuuki Patikin is on deck, and this one she swings at, and there's a first strike out of the game as Marchese goes down for the second out. In the top of the third inning, here comes Kuuki Patikin. Last time up, Patikin with a single. She made it as far as first base is all. Her second AB of the day. Patikin 1-for-1. Alicia Vega is still the runner at first base over there, unable to advance after Marchese with a strikeout. Two down, top of the third. 3-1 in favor of the Oaks. Off-speed delivery. And Patikin, way out in front of it, rips it down the third baseline. It's way out of play.
And so the Penguins starting to stiffen up on defense here. They allow the one big triple early on in this inning, and so far have not shown any signs of weakness.
Yeah, and then then Vegas with the RBI single in the left field. That was very solid. Now, J-Wo, who's down there warming up in the bullpen for the Penguins?
Can you get
like
a number?
34. That comes out to be...
Nope.
She's not on that list. This one's chopped.
Courtney Parks?
No. 34?
We have down here Courtney Parks is number 31.
The Penguins have a mystery pitcher. Is that Courtney Parks? Okay, it's Courtney Parks, according to Brandon Davis. Now this one's hacked in the left. Backing up on it is Mills. Oh, and she pulls it down easily. I thought Mills was going to have trouble with that as she underhands it back toward the mound. And the Oaks with a pretty good opportunity there after Vegas came up with just one down and the RBI single. Patikin goes down on a big long flyout to 7 to end things, leaving Amber Fruitt on deck. for the Penguins. It will be Sonny Castro coming up, followed by Ashley Mills and Brittany Hale. 4-1 now is the score. And we're going to the bottom of the third inning. Game one on a doubleheader, Sunday, April 1st, 2007. Radio.Dominican.edu.
We're getting friendly with the mics once again. Radio.Dominican.edu. Umpires are taking an extra long break here at the start of the third inning as the Menlo Oaks have come to Albert Park in San Rafael, California to face the Dominican Penguins. The Lady Penguins able to score one run here in the bottom of the second. Here they are at the bottom of the third, down 4-1.
Sonny Castro is the batter. The right-handed junior is Castro. Had Sonny in the radio department a couple of years ago. She was a superb DJ. Playing right field is the starter, Sonny Castro. Actually, first name is Sincere.
Sonny sounds better.
Yeah, I like them both. Castro, one of the favorites on DU Radio. Boy, she did a great job with basketball broadcasting last year, too. If you had a chance to listen to her, fans. One of the best female one of the best broadcasters, period. Female or otherwise. Superb. It's nice to have an athlete in there. And I like having a woman on the staff. Missed her this year. So Castro's in there. Two balls, no strikes.
As always, Brandon Davis on the control.
He's all over that scoreboard. Oh, Castro waving. Off-speed delivery. She was so far ahead of that. And that was a strike. So I think it's 2-1 now.
So the big upswing.
Not positive. Castro. Yeah, she was looking for the fences there, was Castro. Oh, this is a fastball. Right down the middle. I think it was a riser, actually. Came off the top of the bat. 2-2 now.
More breeze coming in from center field.
Yeah, you know, it was really cold this morning, and then it warmed up, and then the breeze started. Now it's coming straight in, as Jay Will mentioned. 2-2 to Castro. Bottom of the third, 4-1. DU trailing. Dust coming up from the opposing field. Off-speeder. This one is over the shortstop's head. Oh, and right in front of the left fielder, Kincaid. She can't get to it. Castro opens up the bottom of the third with a single.
That single, a nice light blooper out in shallow left field.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Good description. That was a bloop single. Ashley Mills will come up. Last time up, Mills opened up the game for the DUs in the top of the first. The left-handed batting Mills popped it up to the third baseman trying to bunt. She tries to bunt this one. Castro comes way off the bag at first, but does not advance.
Boy, coming from the top of the batting order, you don't usually get runners on, so we'll see what she does with this opportunity right here.
One runner on. No outs. Bottom of the third. Brittany Hale on deck. Here is the next pitch. This one's low up the middle. Fired over to second base. Gets Castro sliding. And the sacrifice does not work. Castro cut down at second. Mills. Mills, that was a fielder's choice. 6-3. Mills gets to first base with it. Brittany Hale coming up. Popped out to the third baseman last time trying to bunt, following Mills. So Hale followed Mills, and they both popped out. Just identical-looking attempts to bunt. This time, the fielder's choice had Pichetti just underhanding it over to Vegas, covering second base to get Castro by a mile. One down. Running up in the box now. The attempt, she was thinking about slapping at it, Hale, when she pulled back. Two balls now? Yep. Jessica Talman on deck.
Still the top of the order here for the Penguins.
2-0. Mills the runner. Another off-speeder. Now it's three balls, no strikes.
It's that last pitch plenty high up and around the head.
Now if you follow D2 or D3 collegiate softball, it's almost a guarantee that there will be no swing here. And there wasn't. And it was called a strike. There's not a coach, at least in the Cal Pack that I know of, that is going to have a player who, when you're down 4-1 midway through the game, going to have a player offer at that 3-0 pitch. Here's the next one. Oh, chopped right up the middle. This could be good. Uh-oh. And it's trouble. It's picked up nicely by Pichetti. Pichetti running. Her motion was towards second base. She picked it up, stepped on the bag, but too quickly running. was Brittany Hale, so she reaches first base. And that one is another fielder's choice. And so Brittany Hale's at first base, two down.
Both outs coming at the second base.
Yeah, so I'm writing in here, Mills was the one who was cut down there at second. And this one's to Pacetti, and it's Talman with a one hopper, and running hard was Hale. Talman with a single.
Actually, Talman had a strike on that one.
Oh.
It was a stolen base.
Check
there.
It. I thought that was a one Hale. Bouncer. It's kind of hard to see from up here. We got to wash these windows.
Yo, actually,
so it's stolen base by Hale.
She ran well past the base to avoid the tag and was able to catch second base with her left hand.
I thought Talman had a one chopper. But it was a stolen base, the first one of the game. This one's hacked up the right field line. Oh, it's just foul by
just foul.
A couple of feet there, just over the first base back. Boy, that would have been a nice little bloop that probably would have allowed Hale to score. Hale with a stolen base.
Talman really got under it enough to put a spin on the ball, and right as soon as it hit the ground, it squirted off towards the Menlo bench.
So Castro opened up with a single, and then she was cut down towards second. For the first out, here's the next pitch by Marchese. Oh, this one's ripped into center. Backing up on her, pulls it in is Thompson. Thompson ranging way over to her right, and the Penguins cannot score. So Talman goes down on a big fly ball out to eight, and the Penguins, with the threat, couldn't get it done. 4-1, OaksRadio.Dominican.edu.
More Radio.Dominican.edu. Penguin softball right here. Stuart Horn on the play-by-play.
Here's Amber Fruitt, fans. Top of the fourth inning, 4-1 Menlo. The Penguins from Dominican University of California against the Oaks at Menlo College. This one's chopped straight up in the air. Coming in on it is Joyner. Boy, that was straight up in the air. Talman, the catcher, ended up coming up with that one. A good play by Talman. She hauls that one in. One out. And the Penguins again with a pop-up to two. And it looks like Jessica Smith is the batter. Last time up, Smith was thrown out after it came off the leg of Joyner. Hard line drive. Here's the next pitch by Westrop. Ooh, a nice, what a great pitch that was. That was just a low outside strike. It's low and away, and she got a piece of the corner. And here's the next pitch by Westrop. Uh-oh, it came off the batter. Came off the bat, and then as Smith ran out of the box, it hit her in the foot. So the ball hit the player. The live ball hit the batter, and she is out. And, that's a live ball hit batter. I don't even know how to score that. I'm going to have to talk to the official score. This is a chopper out in the center field. Megan Kincaid hacks at it. Hale comes in on it, hauls it in. 1-2-3. Man, oh, man, that was only four pitches. And the Penguins got out of it, and that's exactly what they needed after Megan Kincaid with a big long flyout. Not really a long flyout. Hale came in on it. I called it a chopper, but it actually never chopped. It was just kind of waved at. And Hale was able to come in on it. A flyout to eight. 1-2-3. Penguins have done that twice so far, but they still trail by a score of 4-1. Coming up for the Penguins is Laura Wilcox and Markley on radio.dominican.edu.
Excellent piece of defense right there. I didn't even get to see it. Stuart Horn, J-Well, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back.
Yeah.
All right, radio.dominican.edu. More Dominican softball as we're in the bottom of the fourth. Amber Laura up to bat. Here we go.
Wow, this is slick. Brandon's got the music coming up for each individual Penguin player. And he even has the fade option working over there with the knobs. Stuart Horn and J-Wo Jackson Wong, the freshman broadcasting sensation with you. As the first pitch in there to Amber Lara is a ball. This one's chopped up, just about to hit us here in the booth, but it got over our heads. We've not yet been hit in the broadcasting booth. In the 07 campaign, J-Wo, fans will let you know when we do.
Of course not. Give us a glove. We'll try and catch it.
Got one in my car.
Oh, that one almost got us. That came right over our heads. That one almost came in the window and took out Brandon Davis. That would be a real disaster.
Absolute tragedy.
Amber Lara is the batter. Last time up, Lara scored the only run for the Penguins after she opened up the second inning. Bottom of the second with a big double. Oh, this one's hacked out into right field. Smith running for it. Uh-oh! What's the call?
An oppo ball.
Oh, they call it foul.
Oh.
As the home plate umpire, Dave Carter.
That had to be on the line.
Man, that was close. Smith is out there in right field for the Oaks. She went running for it, but it was a foul by a couple of feet. But Smith was never going to get to that one.
Tough ball.
She's playing in off the line quite a ways. Here's the next pitch. Penguins off right. This one's right over our heads. I can't believe three in a row we haven't been hit.
She definitely wants to hit a certain part of the ball. Moose looking for all of it or just getting under it a little bit.
Amber Lara with a tremendous double opening up the bottom of the second inning. Scored the only run for the D's, 4-1. Sounds like somebody's cell phone's going off. This one's down the right field line. Smith, after this one, just fouled by a couple of feet. Lara's the second baseman for the Penguins. Superb defensive player. And by all accounts, looks have the only extra base hit for the DU so far today, and the only run scored. 4-1, Oaks. Game one. It's doubleheader today, as usual.
The Oaks standing out here in sunny.
Lara rips one out into right field, and then overthrowing a Smith. Fruitt wasn't expecting that one to come in at all. And luckily for Lara, because Smith fielded it cleanly and almost would have had her, I think.
Boy, every time Moose was swinging, she wanted to go to right field, it looks like, and this time she got it to fall in, nice and fair, good for a single.
2 for 2 is Lara, as she opens up now the bottom of the fourth inning with a clean single. Courtney Wilcox, the batter, she comes up. Last time up, a pop-up to the second baseman. This one's, a line drive to the pitcher. Marchese reaches down and grabs it. Lara off the bag, double play.
Boy, Court not ready for that one. She got a solid hit on that bunt, but went right back to the pitcher. Too easy of a double play right there.
Oh, that hurts. Amber way off the base. Marchese with a superb play. Here's Shannon Markley with a pop out to right field last time up. Big long fly out, actually. Two down now.
So it's kind of those line drives that really hurt the hit and runs.
Oh, well, Marchese reached out and grabbed that thing. It was beautiful. What a play. Defensive play from the pitcher. It was superb. A nice pitch there.
It's true, though. You can't always expect your bunts to become line drives. To the pitcher, anyway.
Wilcox just absolutely smoked that thing, and Marchese stuck the glove out, and somehow it went in it. Lara was caught looking. High. Two balls, no strikes now. Two down. Bottom four. Shannon Markley, the first baseman for the mighty DUs.
The Penguins still looking to tack on run by run here. They went down 3-0 after the first.
So she swung at this one nicely. We got under it a little bit. Running for it is Fruitt, and Fruitt hauls it in. And that's a third out. A pop-up to three, and the Penguins go down. 1-2-3. And the score remains 4-1. Coming up for the Oaks from Menlo College, Pauly Thompson Pacetti, radio.dominican.edu.
Here we go. Radio.dominican.edu, top of the fifth inning. Softball from the Lady Penguins against the Menlo Oaks right here. Sunny San Rafael, California, April Fool's Day.
Yeah, no fooling, though. It's 4-1. This is getting very serious here as it's getting late in Game 1, fans. Jamie Pauly is the batter. She's 0-2. The sacrifice in the first inning. Then she grounded out over there to Wilcox in the second. This one's out in the left field. Waiting under it is Mills. Very sure-handed. Mills with a fly out to 7 for the first out of the top of the fifth. Suzanne Thompson coming up. Thompson reached base in the first inning on an error on Joyner, and then she was thrown out on a grounder over to Lara at second base.
And since then, it's been fairly excellent defense from the Penguins, but It's been no match for pitching and defense from the Oaks.
Diving for it was Wilcox. Wilcox, a right-handed thrower, wears a glove on the left hand. And she had to range over toward third base, couldn't get to it. And I think they're going to give Thompson her first hit of the day on that. Megan Pichetti, the batter. Pichetti, 2-for-2. A single, a triple, and scored both times, did Pichetti. Pichetti, a threat. The cleanup batter is Pichetti. And the shortstop for the Oaks. We have a runner at first base in Thompson, one down in the top of the fifth inning. It's still 4-1. Scoring drought the last couple innings.
Boy, right as I praise the Dominican defense, Court Wilcox says, better to think twice about that, J-Wo.
Well, you know, I'm not the official scorer, J-Wo, but I did not give her an error there, even though it did come off of her glove as the next pitch is high and inside, and Pichetti hits the deck. It was going to hit her in the head. Pichetti out of the way. She wears the face guard like a football player with her batting helmet, and I think that's a very smart move, especially if the player has an existing injury up there around the eyes or the chin or something.
Absolutely.
This one's low and away, and I don't know what the count is. I'm looking to Brandon Davis for counsel, but I get nothing. Davis is looking at me. Oh, okay. So there's the first base on balls of the game. All right. So Pichetti is walked. Thompson moves to second base. And now here comes Alicia Vegas. Vegas with two RBIs, a sacrifice in the first, and a single in the third.
So Penguin catcher out there to the mound and give a little counsel.
First and second runners. And Alicia Vegas, the batter. Vegas wears number 20, and she is the second baseman for the Oaks. Bats right-handed. Two RBIs for Vegas so far today. Oh, this one's hacked back over to Westrope, who fires over to first. I'm not sure why Westrope didn't go to third. She had a ton of time. It was hacked right back at her on a hop. And I think Westrope might think twice about that next time. So, fielder's choice, Vegas out. That is the second out. However, Thompson is allowed to move over to third, Pichetti to second, and here comes Marchese, the pitcher. Struck out, let's see, Marchese with a single in the first and a strikeout in the third. And she goes into center field. Moving over to her right is Hale. And Hale hauls it in. So no harm done by the fielder's choice. A fly out as Marchese flies out to eight. Vegas had the fielder's choice there. Pauly opened up the inning with a fly out over to Mills in left. No score. 4-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. For the Penguins will be Kennedy, Joyner, Castro. 4-1, bottom five, radio.dominican.edu.
We're back, radio.dominican.edu. Bottom of the fifth here, April Fool's Day. First game of the doubleheader here at Albert's Park. Stuart Horn, Jay Well, Brandon Davis even gets into the radio booth here, the only booth.
That's right, the luxury box. And the first pitch to open up the bottom of the fifth to Kristen Kennedy, the designated player. Is a strike. Caught the outside corner there. Last time Kennedy reached base with an error on Pichetti over there at shortstop. Here's this one's, oh, into right field. And Smith came in one step, backed up the step. Really didn't need to move much at all. It was right to her. Good job by Smith there hauling it out in the wind as the wind is strengthened a little bit. Coming into the field from left center. One down after Smith catches that big fly ball out there. Here's Jenna Joyner. Popped out to the first baseman last time up to end the bottom of the second inning. This one's a ball.
Joyner once again showing bunt right away, pulling back, though, in preparation for a bigger swing there.
Wants to pull the old butcher boy. Shows bunt, and then as the pitch comes in with a full swing, Joyner, the third baseman for the Mighty Penguins, stands in there now, a right-handed batter. She's squared around a bunt, and here comes the butcher boy again. Oh, a big swing toward center field. Coming in on it is Smith. Oh, Smith dives for it and misses it. Smith had a long way to run there. And Vegas was backing up on it. Thompson was also coming in on it.
and Smith could not get it. So Joyner is going to be given a big, long single, at least by me. Here's Sonny Castro, who reached base last time. First pitch swinging was Castro with a single. Castro was then cut down on the way to second base as a fielder's choice off the bat of Ashley Mills. So here is Castro, number 23.
So Penguins able to find a base runner off of a really tightly hit balls. The shallow field brought in center, right, and second base. No one able to come up with it from the Oaks.
Smith out there in right field, who so far this game has been pretty tough. In that last play, a single, not an error on Smith. She had far too much ground to cover. Now it's 1-1 to Castro. Smith is way out there, but in left field is Kincaid, and she's in shallow. Maybe in anticipation of Castro going to do something tricky. Castro, the only junior on the Penguins team, wily veteran. Very crafty is Castro, the right-handed batter. Where's Michael Jordan's number? This one's bunted off a home plate. Castro made it about halfway down the baseline. Now, picking up the bat and handing it to Castro is Fruitt. Castro's back in there now, one ball. And two strikes, I think. In fact, I'm sure of it. 2-2.
And so the Penguins really looking to capitalize here with one runner on, three runs to tie. Late in the first game of the doubleheader.
Oh, a fastball coming at us? Nope, didn't get us. You'll know, fans, when it gets us, because it makes quite a loud boom. And, you know, maybe we can even lift this. Maybe we can even lift this. Hey, Paul Rocanello in the house. Okay. Here comes the next pitch. Up the middle by Marchese.
Bob Herman just ready to field that ball, kept it in front of him.
The Animal Sanctuary people have called and called Paul Rocanello over here to tell us to keep the music down. So we don't, they're taking care of the animals over there. We don't want to disturb anybody. Oh, off-speed delivery. Castro goes deep to right field. Here's Smith. She's on it. Smith comes down to a knee, now throws back to first base. Oh, and Fruitt can't hang on to it. Luckily for the Penguins, because Joyner was caught off the base.
Boy, Joyner tagged up and left early.
Well, you're not kidding. I think Joyner may have thought there were two outs there. Joyner then diving back to first base.
She's able to make it safely, though, and keep a runner on here as we reach the top of the order.
Sonny Castro with a fly out there to right field. Castro now 1-for-2 on the day. Here's Ashley Mills. Brandon Davis playing the music very quietly now in between the batters. Here's Mills, the left-handed swinging. Mills is 0-for-2 on the day with a pop-up in the, to open up the game to the third baseman, then a fielder's choice. Thrown out 6-3. The second out. In the third, we're now in the fifth, and the count is 1-2 balls and no strikes.
Penguins still looking for some offense here. Late in the game, they've only been able to notch one run with help from an error. So we'll see what the Penguins can do.
Mills now pops it down the left field line. Oh, running for it. Were Thompson, no, it was Pacetti, Kincaid, and Pauline. It landed right between or just outside the line. None of the three ladies could haul that one in. So now it's 2-1. Brittany Hale on deck. Two outs, bottom five. It's still 4-1. The Penguins have not scored since the second inning, but they have a runner at first base. This one's off speed. This one's out into right field. Backing up on it is Smith. Smith getting a lot of action out there. DU's hitting the ball hard, but right to the Menlo Fielders. We're going to the top of the sixth inning after Ashley Mills with a fly out to 9 to end the bottom of the fifth. We're going to the top of the sixth. Here's Pacetti, Fruitt, and Smith. 4-1, Menlo, game one, radio.dominican.edu.
And so we go to the top of the fifth. Or is it the sixth?
Top six.
Top of the sixth.
Kuuli Patakin coming up.
Radio.dominican.edu. Here we go.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
By the way, we're brought to you by the communications department at DU, where we're under the direction of Melba Beals, Stuart Horn, Jackson Wong, B. Dave, he's alongside. As usual, this one's ripped down the third baseline. Oh, it's a fair ball. It hit right on the chalk. And Patekin now is 2 for 3 with a single right down the third baseline. Man, oh, man, did she catch a break there. I think the wind may have even held it up.
Boy, it's hard to field those when they're right down the line. And they did squirt off in the foul territory right after contact.
Yeah, it had a lot of spin on it. You're right. Now here is Amber Fruitt. Fruitt is 1 for 2. No, that's not right.
Oh, man. Perfect bunt right in front of the...
Oh, no. And Fruitt with a had the bunt and was able to beat it out. She's going to be credited with a single. Actually, you know what? That was a poor throw. That's an error on Talman. And so I can't give her a single there. But the big thing was it allowed Patekin to move over to third. So Patekin opens up the top of the six with a single. Amber Fruitt with a bunt, an error by Talman, and that allows Patekin to move over to third, and that fifth run would be huge if the Oaks can score. Here's Jessica Smith. Smith has been up twice, and both times has had bizarre circumstances. The first time came off the leg of Joyner. Westrope was able to pick it up and throw her out. And the second time, Smith bunted and ran into the ball for batter interference. But she's had a lot of work out there in right field. Smith's been a big contributor in the defensive department. And on the first pitch, Amber Fruitt steals over to second base.
So now both runners in scoring position.
With nobody out.
Looking to actually really play some defense here.
Off-speed delivery by Westrope. And Smith does not offer at it. And I'm looking at the scoreboard. I don't know what the count is. 0-1? That can't be right. Who's working the scoreboard today? Jay Woe, is that you?
No, I'm on the production computer.
Okay. Jay Woe, as usual, working production. Brandon Davis has had just about enough of my sarcasm on the scoreboard thing. 1-2, I think, is the count.
And so the second foul ball hits off the top of the fence here on the Oak side.
This one bounces in front of the plate. Sorry, J-Well, didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
It's all right. Play-by-play takes precedent. The Oaks really looking to capitalize here, putting on some late runs. They haven't put any up since the
third inning.
Third inning, early on in the game.
That's right. 4-1, fans, and they are threatening the Oaks as Smith takes high and away. And now it's full count, 3-2. This is big. If the Penguins want to have any chance in game one, this would be a good time to get Smith, who's batting in the ninth position. Smith's 0-2. And here's Westrope. She kicks and deals. Here it is. Oh, this one's hacked foul. And there's no way Markley's going to get to that one. It heads over to the Oaks bench.
Markley able to give chase and actually leaves the field for a second. She's off to get that ball.
Yeah, where is she? She's left the field now for a good 10 or 15 seconds. Here she comes. She throws the official ball down there to Dave Carter, the umpire behind the plate. Of course, Henry Young is out in the field. He's standing behind the shortstop. That's Wilcox for the Mighty Penguins. Here's Westrope. She takes a sign. Here is the pitch. Oh, nice pitch. Oh, Smith takes away. I don't know how she took that. It must have been more outside than it looked from up here. Now the bases are loaded for the Oaks. Nobody out. Top of the sixth. Oaks are up 4-1. Ouch. Here comes the top of the order, Jay Will. Megan Kincaid, who is 1 for 3 with a... She opened the game with a single and scored, and then she popped out to Wilcox, and she flew out to Hale. The left-handed batting Kincaid is very dangerous.
So the Oaks looking to take this opportunity to put the game away here late in the first game as the bases loaded. Penguins struggling right now.
Westrope with a big-time fastball. It broke away from the left-handed batting Kincaid.
Penguin infields are playing nice and tight here.
try and keep any runners from scoring.
This is a nice breaking ball she threw there. Moved away from Kincaid. This one's chopped toward third. Backing up on it now is Joyner. She hauls it in. Joyner, and no damage done. Man, oh man, the Penguins needed that. If they could get out of this unscathed, it'd be a miracle. One down now with the bases still loaded after Kincaid pops up over to five.
Absolutely great. Those infield pop-ups will do wonders at this point for
Smith,
the Penguins.
Smith is the runner at first after the base on balls. Fruitt, the runner at second. Panikin, the runner at third. First pitch is a strike. Pauly is up there. She's 0 for 3 with a sacrifice and a ground out in the second and then a fly out to left field. This one's out into center field. Breaking in on it is Hale. Hale missed it. It came off of the heel of Hale's glove. Hale had it. She overran it a little bit. And everybody advances on the error. So Pauly reaches E8. Scoring was Panikin to make it 5-1. Amber Fruitt over to third. Jessica Smith over to second base. And standing at first is Jamie Pauly with one down. Suzanne Thompson is the batter.
So the Oaks, able to keep the bases loaded, the threat present.
Oh.
The Penguins still need some defense to get out of this one.
Hale will tell you she should have caught that 10 out of 10 times, but I think the wind may have played with her. It's getting pretty windy out there, friends. It's late in the day.
Absolutely. The Oaks thought Hale would catch it as well. They are all tagging up.
Yeah, nobody was moving. It seemed like it was going to be an easy one. This one bounces off a home plate. So it's now one ball, one strike to Suzanne Thompson. Now, Thompson reached in the first on an error on Joyner. She was thrown out by Lara and then a single in the fifth. So she's 1 for 3 with a run scored. One ball, one strike now. This one's down the left field line. Joyner got a glove on it, but it's foul.
Joyner didn't have to touch that one. But the Oaks did have to be on the move there as every base runner is heading to advance. Not on the foul ball.
One down. So they will be tagging. Pacetti on deck. Here's the next pitch by Westrope. Low and away. Two balls, two strikes. To Thompson, who again is 1 for 3 with a run scored. Pacetti coming up. Pacetti's 3 for 3. That's all she's done. No. 2 for 3 with the base on balls. She's been on the bases every time up. Pacetti, this one's down the left field line. Backing up on it is Mills. Does Mills have a chance? Oh, Mills was about 35 feet out of bound or out of play down the left field line, really running after it, and the wind just kept moving it out farther and farther away from the foul line.
Boy, she came up about 5 feet short as she was heading off way into foul territory.
Brandon Davis making note of a veteran thought process by a coach, and that is, of course, had Mills touched that one, the runner from third could have advanced, even though she was 35 feet out of play. So Brandon Davis assuming that Mills thought about it and didn't catch it on purpose. I don't think Mills was going to get to it either way. The instinct would be that Mills would run after it and catch it. But with only one down, the Oaks would have scored at least one more. So, B. Dave, 1 point. This one's over to third base. Oh, no! Joyner muffs it. And now Mills is... Smith is able to score after Fruitt comes in. And Joyner had a sure thing on the grounder to come home. They would have had a force out at the plate. And Joyner had to go right off between the legs, goes out of play. And now here comes Coach Bob Herman. He's going to make a pitching change. Scoring on the play, Amber Fruitt. She came running in. Jessica Smith never held up. Smith scored. Let's see. Jamie Pauly was able to advance to second. And Suzanne Thompson reaches first base with an error on five. That's the second time Thompson's reached by an error on Joyner. Oh, and that hurts the Penguins badly because now, very late in the game, we are on the top of the sixth. It's now 7
1-0, and that error cost the Penguins dearly.
Well, no,
the Penguins are not going to have a pitching change. Coach Herman came out, talked to everybody. They all got around her. Joyner, or Westrop, is going to stay in. Joyner over there at third base.
Penguins this one, able to gather up here.
High and inside to Pichetti. Sorry, J-Will.
No worries.
So still just one down. We're the seventh batter of the inning. Top of the sixth. 7-1. Aye.
Penguins now desperately needing some defense to get out of the inning.
One ball, one strike now to Pichetti. Yeah.
There's still a great threat from the Oaks to continue the scoring here.
You're absolutely right. There's runners at second and third. So Thompson at second, Pauly at third. Here is the next pitch, low and away. And Westrop has lost something on that fastball. She's throwing nothing but breaking balls right now. And the Oaks are, they're all hitting it hard.
Hard enough for a third baseman Joyner to be unable to handle some of these.
Count now is 3-1 to Pichetti. Okay. Alicia Vegas on deck. Vegas has been pretty rough on the Penguins. Chris Pichetti is 2-for-3 with a walk. Two runs scored. And there's another walk. So I think the Penguins just want to stay away from Pichetti here, and I can't blame them. Bases loaded again, J-Wo. I don't like it. Alicia Vegas coming up. Vegas with an RBI and a sacrifice in the first. Then an RBI single in the third. And a fielder's choice. She was out in the fifth.
So the bases loaded does give the Penguins a force out at any plate base. Or
any of them. This one's like fouled straight back into the tennis courts.
Sorry, catcher's mask came up on that one.
Yeah, good job by Brandon Davis over there. He only generally letting one pitch go through before he announces the batter each time. That's better than when we started. It was two or three. But now it's just one. And here's the next pitch by Westrop. Vegas offers at it and hacks it right back down. It had a lot of backspin on it and spins out of play. It was never fair, actually. It never got out of the batter's box. Right-handed batting is Alicia Vegas, the second baseman.
And the Penguins looking like they're playing infield a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. They have brought the infield in. Oh, off-speed delivery, and it hacks out of play again. Vegas smiling. And I never like it when the opposition is smiling a lot during a competitive match, Jay. Well, that usually means that they're winning.
They just love the game.
They're just having so much fun. And I don't like it when the opposing team is having so much fun that they're just smiling like crazy. Because I guarantee you the Penguins are not smiling right now. Nor are the Penguin broadcasters.
Even if it is a very fun and fool around Sunday afternoon.
It's a great day. Uh-oh, this one's hacked way out into center field. Backing up on it is Hale. She hauls it in. And she misses the cutoff. And somehow the ball gets all the way through to Talman, which is unfortunate because that allows Pauly to score. Pauly was going to score anyway on the tag. Thompson then, though, is not held at second. She's moved over to third.
Well, I'm not
Marchese
sure.
Is the next batter. And Megan Pichetti is left at first base. So Alicia Vegas with a big long fly out to eight. But she gets an RBI. And Pamela Marchese is the batter. Marchese is 1-for-3 with a strikeout and a fly out to center. This is a bunt right back over to Westrop. Westrop fakes the throw to first. I'm not sure why she did that. Lara was covering first. And that allowed Thompson to score. It's now 9-1. Pichetti then moves over to second base. And Marchese, with a bunt single, moves to first base. Just two down.
So I got to wonder just a little bit on the thinking of some of the defensive Penguins right here. Is that Brittany Hale didn't look like she was hitting the cutoff directly. And was it? Westrop and Lara didn't quite connect on that to finish out here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. I think she would have had plenty of time to get the runner. Kauki Patakin is the batter, and she is 2-for-3 with a pair of singles, and she did fly out to second base. Uh-oh, and now the throw goes down to first in hopes of getting the leaning Marchese, and the pitch goes through. And we move now to the 10th batter of the inning. As, well, Patekin was up at the plate, and the pitch went through. Talman fires down. Markley can't handle it. Gets through to right field. And Patekin, the 10th batter of the inning, she opened things up with a single and a run scored. Runners at second and third now.
Well, the Penguins might need just a little bit of a wake-up call. Some miscommunication there. Even the pitcher not able to handle just the ball being thrown back to her. So once we get the Penguins out of this inning, we'll see how they regroup.
Let's hope they get out of it. This one's over into right field. Waiting there is Castro. And Sonny Castro hauls it in. Mercifully, the Penguins finally get out of it. Score is 9-1. After, let's see, they left Pacetti at third, Marchese at second, and Patekin with a fly out over to 9 for the third out of the top of the sixth. Holy mackerel. So as we move now to the bottom of the sixth inning, 9-1. The Penguins have a little work ahead of them, J-Wo. Hale, Talman, Lara, radio.dominican.edu.
We're back here. Radio.dominican.edu. Bottom of the sixth inning here. 9-1. Penguins down by 8. Boy.
Ta-ta.
Looking for Stuart Horn on the play-by-play as the Penguins finally get some work in the bullpen there. Number 12 warming up.
Here's Brittany Hale, fans. Start things off in the bottom of the sixth. Hale runs up in the box as if to slap at it and pulls back. Strike.
So a clean, clear view here in sunny San Rafael, California. April Fool's Day doubleheader of softball from the Penguins.
I'll tell you what, Marchese's looking better as the game's gone on. Her fastballs seem to pick up speed. Man, oh man, is she hurling it.
Then that's definitely bad news for the Penguins here as they haven't been able to tack on much offense after the second inning or so.
Hale is 0 for 2 with a fielder's choice and a pop-up. This one's called the strike. What is it, 2-1? All right. Two balls, one strike to Brittany Hale, number 24. She plays center field for the Penguins, and Hale, unfortunately, with the error in the last half inning, allowed a couple of runs to score. This one's slapped into left field, but it's out of play. And I think it may have just hit my car.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, you parked in foul territory.
Man, oh man, I parked in the worst possible place, didn't I? That thing may have gotten my windshield.
So, Hale really ran
what did I park
and swung at that one.
That was crazy. Off-speed delivery is very low. And I don't even want to go look at my car now after that one. At least the alarm's not going, so that's a good thing. If B. Dave and I get out of this game with our cars unscathed, it'll be a miracle. Marchese still throwing well on the mound. Two balls, two strikes. Talman on deck. This one's chopped through the hole, and the Penguins with a clean hit. So Brittany Hale with a single right between the third baseman and the shortstop. Jessica Talman comes up. Talman 0 for 2. Check that. Let's see here. I credited Talman in the third inning with a single, but a pop-out to center. How could that be? You can't have both. We better check with the official score. I'm a little rusty on the scorekeeping. In the first inning, she hit a chopper over to shortstop, and Pacetti was able to throw her out. Talman wears number 4 and is the catcher for the Penguins. Right-handed batting is Talman. Looks down there to Coach Herman. Herman goes to the visor, then the arms. Not sure what all that means, but I know it means something. Runner at first base. Penguins down by 8. Throw down to first. Diving back in there is Hale. Playing very hard, Hale. As if the Penguins are not down by 8 in the bottom of the 6th. The Menlos batted around that last half inning. And one might, if you're not a Penguin fan, you might concede 9-1. Oaks playing very strong. But Penguin fans never conceding. I don't care how late in the game it is.
So you always got to remember doubleheader action, but softball does allow full inning of work to go on.
And the first walk issued by Marchese, and the Penguins, with two base runners, that's the first time for the last couple weeks that the Penguins have had two runners.
Well, then
to make light. Okay,
good
tell
news
me.
So far is Hale started off.
That's right. Hale opened up with a single, followed by Talman with a base on balls. First walk for the Penguins all day. Here's Laura Amber, the cleanup hitter. And she's in there. And I don't know what that was, Brandon. What was that?
Moose wearing the number two, looking to drive in an RBI or two.
This one's up the middle, off Marchese's leg. She's chasing for it. Diving into first base was Amber, and Amber's out. She slides into first head first. I think Amber would have been better to stay up on her feet, but she dove for it.
Boy, she's very quick, though, and not able to get to the base in time.
However, Brittany Hale did advance to third base on the play. Jessica Talman to second. Amber goes out 1-3 for the first out of the half inning. Courtney Wilcox comes up. Wilcox in the second with a pop out to the second baseman and then hit a line drive into a double play into the fourth inning for the first and second outs. At that time, we are now in the bottom of the sixth. And the Menlos, they wanted to check, make sure Marchese's okay. She is. She took that one off the shin, the left shin, as the coach goes out there. That's Kelly Miller in her fourth year. Miller goes out to make sure her pitcher's okay, and Marchese wants to finish.
And here we are, Dominican looking to tack on a run or two here to start the comeback.
Shortstop. Shortstop is Courtney Wilcox. This one bounces off the home plate. Marchese very low. Wilcox takes. Looks down to the coach, gets a sign, ball one. And if you don't believe me, just check the scoreboard. 9-1, fans. Bottom of the sixth.
Court right in the middle of the batting order. She's ready to do some damage here.
Shannon Markley on deck, fans. One down, runners at second and third. The Penguins threatening. Can they have an eight-run inning, J-Will? I hope so.
Well, if Menlo can tack on five runs in one, I don't see why the Penguins would be any less inclined to do so.
I like your attitude. Let's hope it's not somewhat delusional. It is April Fool's Day, so I don't know if you're pulling my leg or not. That one's very high for Marchese. Since Marchese took that one off the shin, she's thrown three balls in a row.
So once again, the wind picking up. We'll see if that gives anything to Marchese. You're right. She has lost a little touch on the pitching side.
Oh, brother, what a pitch that was. Marchese deals. That was up there, too. That's about as fast a fastball as she's thrown all day. I'm going to say that was close to 70. Very fast.
She still has to deal with a couple Penguin runners in scoring position.
Oh, this one's way out to right field. Smith! Oh, Smith can't get it, but she gets in front of it. Well, Smith can play. Smith hits the cutoff player, and the Penguins have their second run of the afternoon. Jessica Talman moves over to third after Hale scores. And Wilcox ends up at second base. And she's going to get a double out of that. That was a double, Jawa. The second two-base hit for the Penguins this afternoon.
Going opposite, Court Wilcox able to get in an RBI.
And that was nice. Here's Shannon Markley's up. Markley's 0 for 2 with a fly out to right field and then a pop-up to the first baseman. To end the fourth inning, we're in the bottom of the sixth. The Penguins are trailing 9-2. This one is right there on the inside corner. Markley didn't like the call, but she's not going to complain. Markley, the first baseman for the mighty Penguins, wears number 7, a right-handed batter. Kristen Kennedy on deck. Penguins with a run in, just one out, two runners on, second and third. Here's the next pitch by Marchese, high and away.
So this is exactly what the Penguins need to do, score one run at a time and keep runners in scoring position.
2-1.
It looks like the Penguins might be able to do it here.
I feel a big inning coming on. I hope. Oh, this one's right off the fist. Marchese calls for it. Hauls it in as Marchese had it on the heel.
Luckily, she went out there with two hands.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what happened to Hale earlier in center field. The wind blew the ball at the last second.
And Marchese was able to hang on to it right in the heel of the glove, and that brings up Kristen Kennedy after Markley with a pop-up to one for the second out. The designated player is number 35, Kennedy, the right-handed batter. She takes the first pitch for a strike. Kennedy 0 for 2. She reached base in the second inning with an error on the shortstop, Pacetti, and then a pop-out out there to Smith in right field. Smith has had a lot of action today. And it's because Marchese throws that fastball so hard when the Penguins turn on it, they're always late. Smith out there in right field from the right-handed batter is getting a ton of action. Marchese still on the mound. Bottom six. 9-2 now. Penguins with two runners in scoring position. And the designated player is Kristen Kennedy, 0-2. With runners at second and third. Boy, a base hit now would be big for the Penguins to get a little mojo.
Boy, you're right. The Penguins really have gotten their base hits from going opposite. As I do recall, like, just one single going over to left field. As Penguin batters have been late on the ball, but we'll see how effective they can be late in the game here.
You know, as the game's developed, Marchese's thrown fewer and fewer off-speed pitches. So that may have something to do with that left fielder out there not getting much action. Here's the next pitch. Uh-oh. And here comes the Penguins on a steal to home after the ball hit the front of the plate. So Jessica Talman scores. Courtney Wilcox advances to third, and a wild pitch will be scored against Marchese. Kristen Kennedy remains in there. One ball and two strikes. Heads up running by Talman. The ball just got over Patekin, the catcher, after it popped off the front of the plate. Just on that slight angle on the front of the plate, the ball hit it, went right over her head, went back to the backstop, which is only about 8 or 10 feet behind the catcher. And the wild pitch scored against Marchese. So since Marchese got nailed in the shin, she has not been that solid. Here's another one off the front of the plate, and diving head first, two pitches, two stolen home. Wilcox comes diving in on the steal of home plate. And all of a sudden it's 9-4, J-Wo. So just when we were talking about Kennedy with a base hit would be great for the Penguins, both runners did score, and now there's two balls, two strikes on Kennedy, no runners. The Penguins are three in so far this half inning.
So a gift from the Oaks there.
Consecutive Penguins. Gifts.
Able to clear the bases. Yeah. Kennedy now playing a leadoff hitter role.
Kennedy,
there are two outs.
Yeah, two outs. Kennedy with a big swing at that one. Chops it foul. And Marchese now with the shoulder slumped slightly, J-Lo. I'd like to see the Penguins capitalize here. Another base hit would do wonders.
Well, Marchese electing to stay in the game.
A high pop-up, and Marchese now throws the ball down as she hauls that one in cleanly. She did pick up a pop-up earlier that landed in the heel of her glove. Kennedy goes down on a pop-up to one for the third out, but not before the Penguins score three. 9-4, top seven. Could the Penguins come back? I'll tell you what, I bet Menlo's all of a sudden thinking about it. Coming up now is Fruitt, followed by Smith. And then Kincaid. Top seven. Penguins coming back all of a sudden. 9-4. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Here we are. Final inning of softball action. Radio.Dominican.edu. First pitch of the top of the seventh. Already underway.
Yeah, here we are in the top of the seventh, fans. Amber Fruitt, who batted twice last inning and scored twice the last half inning. No, she didn't. She ended the bottom of the seventh. She has scored, let's see, just once today. I'm looking here. She is 0 for 3. She did reach base on an error on Joyner. She pops this one up, and Westrope's able to pull it down after she offered it the hard line drive through it. Pop up to one. Just getting my scoring in order after the the Oaks batted around last half inning. I have to adjust my scorebook. Let's hope they don't do that again. I'll I'm incapable of figuring it out from here. Smith is up. Smith is, let's see, she is 0 for 3 with a base on balls. She did score a run. But she has had a ton of action out there. Oh, diving for it was Mills after the line drive goes out to center field. Mills, I didn't think Mills had any chance to even stop it. And as it turns out, she overran it and hit her in the heel of the glove and popped out. And they're going to give Smith a single on that.
Absolute fully extended diving catch.
Fully extended. Man, I didn't think she had any chance of getting in the way of that. Not only did she get in the way of it, she overran it just by an inch or two. And here's Megan Kincaid. Kincaid is 1 for 4 so far with a run scored. She's popped, let's see, in the first inning, she had a single to open the game. Then she popped out to Wilcox. She flew one out to Hale. And then a pop out to Joyner last time up. 1 for 4. Runner at first, nobody out. She...
And
they got her out at second. And I can't believe it. Smith is caught stealing after the ball is called a strike against Kincaid. Smith caught stealing. Good throw by Talman for the
connection.
Second out.
Talman and Wilcox on that one.
That's a CS, J. Will. That's caught stealing. Megan Kincaid back up there with one strike.
I think that definitely puts some... the hopes of any insurance runs out of the minds of the Oaks right now.
All right, and the next one is run up upon, but then at the last second, Megan Kincaid pulls back. 2 balls, 1 strike on Kincaid. I'm not sure where that second one came from. I missed one in there, Jay. Well, but that happens with me. This one's chopped right up the first baseline, a superb bunt. And Markley came running in on it. She was unable to field it with any time at all, as the bunt was just dead right in front of the batter's box. In fact, it had a little backspin on it. Jamie Pauley comes up. She, let's see, in the first inning, a sacrifice. Then she was thrown out by Wilcox. She flew one out to Mills and then reached base on an error and a run scored. An error on Hale when Hale missed that one in the heel of her glove. And Kincaid is there on first base with a single. First pitch to Pauley is a strike.
So Markley now a good three steps in on the first base side.
Westrope off-speed delivery. Taken first strike by Pauley. Yeah, you're right. Markley's way in there. Just in case Pauley wants to get cute and fun at it. See what she does. She does not turn on it. This one's over to off the leg of Joyner. Joyner can't handle it. And everybody's safe. And there's going to be another error on Joyner. E5. That moves Kincaid over to second with 2 outs. Pauley to first. And man, that was a line shot off the leg of Joyner. Joyner stayed in front of it. She just couldn't glove it. First and second, the runners.
Boy, hot ball down there on the third baseline. Joyner let the ball squirt off towards Wilcox at short, who almost had a play at second base there.
Thompson, the batter, fouls one down the third baseline. I'll tell you what. Joyner does not want anything to do with Thompson. Thompson scored twice, both times on an error by Joyner. Now, Joyner has, let's see, that's 3, 4, oh, man. I think it's 4 errors so far on Joyner. And I won't bring that up again. Yeah, I'm right, 4. This one's way out left field. Running for it is Hale. Hale tries to pull it in, can't do it. Jamie Pauley is unable to advance. Suzanne Thompson with a fly out to 8, and somehow the Penguins get out of it. So here we go, bottom 7. Here's how it sets up, Jay Woe.
No damage done on that inning.
Yeah, 9-4 is the score. The Penguins need 5 to tie and keep it going. 6 will win it. Bottom 7, game 1. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Here we go. Here we go. Bottom of the 7th inning. Penguins looking to come back here. They need to score 5.
Jenna Joyner is the batter to open up the bottom of the 7th.
Radio.Dominican.edu, Penguin softball.
Thank you, Jay Well. Stuart Horn, Jackson Wong. Brandon Davis is working the scoreboard today. The Oaks versus the Penguins. Last chance for the mighty DUs in the Game one. We call it the morning game, but it did start at 1 p.m. April 1st, 2007. Joyner squares around a bunt. She takes high for a ball. One ball on Joyner. Now, Joyner's 1-for-2 on the afternoon, and she would love nothing more than to help the team by getting on base. See if the Penguins can pick up 5 to tie this thing up. 6 would win it. It's a pretty tall order, though, against Kelly Miller's Oaks. 1-1. That one right down Broadway.
Penguins able to dent the Oak defense, putting up 3 last inning.
This one's chopped right back to Marchese. She muffs it slightly, and diving into first base was Joyner. But Joyner's thrown out by a mile anyway.
Not
so
enough.
Joyner goes out 1-3. Marchese knocked it down.
So the Penguins still ready to...
Sonny Castro coming up. Sorry, Jay. Will, go ahead.
Put a dent in the scoreboard here.
Castro is 1-for-2, and she was caught between bags.
Boy, the corner baseman really playing up on this one. Not worrying about line drives getting through here.
Well, you know, Castro likes to bunt. She's very crafty. She holds the hands very high, the right-handed swinging. Sonny Castro, number 23. Michael Jordan's old number, isn't it? Something like
old
that.
Number.
That's not his old
Absolutely.
Number. Number for eternity. This one's high. I think it's 2-1 now. I'll refer to Brandon Davis for the count in a moment. No. 2 balls, no strikes.
One out.
Sonny Castro. There are 1 down. Or is 1 down, I should say. Singular. Let's get it right. Penguins. Still on the mound, Marchese. J-Wo?
Do you play as a team, the Penguins?
Well, I would hope so. As we do up here in the broadcasting booth, playing as a team. 2 balls, 1 strike as Castro takes that one on the inside corner of the plate. Right-handed batting in Castro. 1-for-2 so far. Buckles out of the way.
Boy. Castro, sunny, just like Santa Fe right now, taking a nice base on balls.
Yeah, you're right. So it is sunny down here, and sunny on first base, too. So the Penguins can't come back until they get base runners, and now they actually have...
This is Amanda... Amanda Volstecki is the pinch runner over at first base. So she's come in place... of Sonny Castro. 1 down. Bottom 7. Last chance for the Penguins. And here comes Ashley Mills. Mills 0-for-3.
Mills leans out of the way of that one. 9-4. DU trailing. Bottom 7, fans. Game 1.
Penguins obviously looking to threat here with a runner on already.
Ooh, this one's right down the middle. A hard fastball by Marchese. In fact, it looked like it might have even... risen slightly there as Mills takes a strike.
Boy, the up and down there holding up his index fingers, indicating the count.
Which is what?
1 ball, 1 strike.
Now it's 2-1 as this one's very high. Mills squared to bunt there. Now shaking out the fingers is Marchese. She walks behind the mound. Gets up on the rubber now. Takes a sign from Patekin. Toes. Here it is. Oh, fastball out into right field. Smith in front of it again. Oh, Smith throws it in. Just Smith is out there in right field just bringing it. She got in front of that thing, fires it home, and was almost able to get the lead runner, who is, that's Volstecki.
Well, it helps a lot that she had momentum coming inward, and second base is right there.
That was a hard shot out there to right field. Smith with a brilliant play. The Penguins have 2 runners. The bottom of the 7th. They need 5 to tie, fans. And here is Brittany Hale, who scored a run, and she's 1-for-3 on the afternoon so far. Here's the next
pitch. Keep in mind, that was probably the most solid hit I've seen from the Penguins yet.
And it was on a fastball, too. It was a great hit by Mills. Brittany Hale, 1-for-3. The left-handed batting, she takes the first one for a ball.
We'll see if the Penguins are able to figure out Marchese here late in the game.
Patekin is pretty crafty there behind the plate. She framed that first pitch, trying to squeeze a strike out of it. 1-1.
That's right. Penguins now with 2 runners on.
First and second. Oh, this one's very high. And Marchese winces, knowing how much he does not want to be throwing balls like that anyway. Not so flagrant. At least if you're going to throw a ball, so get the batter to look at it. That one was so high, nobody was looking at it. This one's right down the middle. Chopped up. Fielded cleanly over there by second. That's Vegas. Oh, man. She got in the way of that one. It hit her right in the chest, and she's able to throw Hale out for the second out. So Hale goes down 4-3. Mills moves over to second. Volstecki over to third. And now with only one out to go, one out to play with, Penguins down by five. Here is Jessica Tallman. Tallman is 0-3 with a walk. She did score a run, and she takes the first pitch. As
four.
What was it? Was it a strike? I couldn't see it. Brandon Davis believes it was a ball. That sounds 90% sure. Uh-oh, this one's out in the center field. Could be trouble for the D.U.s. Moving over to the right as Thompson hauls it in. Game over.
Just too long.
Fly out to eight. The Oaks win game one by a score of 9-4. Game two coming up. And J-Wo and I'll have it for you right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Okay, let's go.
Here we go, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, even Brandon Davis is up here in the luxury box as we've just begun game two. Menlo Oaks and the Dominican University Penguins. First pitch of the second game. Looks like a strike, who knows. Still have two outs from the past game here. So the Penguins didn't come up with a comeback in the first game. The Penguins lost 9-4. Here we are in the top of the first here. And a big stretch from Markley at first base to get out Kincaid, who led off for the Oaks.
Number 13,
big pitch from Courtney Wilcox, 6-3 out. First one in the first inning. Here we are with the Oaks now. Second batter up here. This is Jamie Pauley, number 13. The nice lucky number on the foolish day of April. She got a strike on that first pitch. Nice and high, but she chased after it. The pitch coming in. Another strike here. 0-2 count. Zero runs, of course, here in the first inning. As Penguins looking to make it a split here. And it's hit deep out to left field as Mills able to get under it. Plenty of time. Wynn wasn't able to pick that one up. So two down here early in the first. Good news so far. First inning of the first game saw the Oaks scoring three runs. And so the Penguins looking good on defense so far. And Stuart Horn still working on the scorecard, getting things set up as a strike called in by the ump once again. Courtney Barks, the pitcher in the second game here, she's done a good bit of work so far. Two outs already. And so the Penguins really showing some early defense. We'll see if the Oaks are ready to score at all. Pitch comes in. That ball off the plate, out of the strike zone. And so the Penguins, once again, keeping the bases empty as the good old 20-minute break in between leaves them ready for the first inning here once again. So the Oaks finally get a base runner as a single out to right field. Allowed Jamie Pauley to get on base.
That was actually
Thompson.
Suzanne
Thompson.
That's right.
Just getting the scorecard together, fans, as Jay Will mentioned. But I got to say, Jay Will, even though I've been focused here on the scorebook, Parks is bringing it very nicely from home or from the mound. Although I'd like to see her get that uniform tucked in. She's got that thing hanging out.
That is league regulation.
Yeah, and that fastball she's bringing is beyond league regulation, if you ask me. It's a little too fast.
Nothing in two.
Count zero balls, two strikes. Courtney Parks looking to get out of the first inning real quick here. Got the first two outs in good order. Pichetti trying to do some damage here with one runner on. The delivery tipped off the bat and the glove. No harm done there. Foul ball. Umpire stoops down to wipe off the home plate again so he can tell what the strikes are and what the balls are.
I wonder if he'll loan us that whisk broom in between innings so we can clean up the luxury box. It's a little bit dirty in here.
A bit dirty.
Uh-oh.
So the wild pitch doesn't give the Penguins any chance to catch the stealing
Thompson.
She wears the number 11 out there. Now at second base. As the Penguins are looking to close things out here in the first. 0-0 still. This pitch fouled back. A hard ping off the fence, shielding the crowd from foul balls. Markley able to talk it up a little bit with the on-deck circle batter. So Parks now set to deliver, given the sign from the ump. Here it comes. It's in. Framed. But still a ball. Looks like a full count now here. 3-2. Penguins ready to get things going on. Runner on second. Parks gets it popped up to first base and just out of reach of Markley as she came out into foul territory. Couldn't pick up that third out. And so Penguins still with another chance to get out of the inning. Of course, the Oaks still with another chance to put on a run early on here. Runner in scoring position as Pichetti, the cleanup hitter, looks to do what she does best.
Oh, man, Markley was stretched out there. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, and a solid hit from Pichetti, but it's right out to Brittany Hale. She didn't have to move much this time and makes the catch. A solid grab here. And so DU able to get out of the first with no damage there as the Penguins are ready to go on into their turn at the batting order. So here we go. Radio.Dominican.edu. Who knows if we'll hear from Stuart Horn much more today as the afternoon rolls on April Fool's Day. Radio.Dominican.edu. This is softball for you. And so we're back to the bottom of the first. His action has actually not yet resumed, but Oaks have just come off the field. They were taking it, but we're still getting things figured out here for the second game because we've got the good old radio theme going on.
You sound like you're eating a burrito over there.
But here we are. Penguins ready for more softball action.
Jay, well, behind the plate, by the way, is Henry Jung, J-U-N-G. And I asked him before the game, by the way, no relation to Carl Jung. And, of course, Dave Carter is the umpire out there in the field. Did you want to do this half inning, or do you want me to do it?
It's up to you.
No, it's up to you, my friend. You go ahead and take it. You did great in the top of the first. See if you can get us some runs. I couldn't do anything for us in the first game.
So Ashley Mills had to take a strike that first pitch. Kind of missed that. Was that
one
enjoying
one.
That burrito that Stuart had to help me out with?
You're only a freshman. You need to stay nourished.
So empty bases, of course, so far in the bottom of the first is Mills now looking at a count here.
You know, and the umpire, Henry Jung over there, he didn't hold up the count. He just indicated that last one was, in fact, a strike. So
and
I believe it's 2-2, but I'm not positive.
Mills on the running bunt got it to go foul, though.
Yeah, 2-2.
So two balls, two strikes. Mills, once again, at the plate.
You got two balls
the lefty.
On the,
leading off for the Penguins. Takes a low ball.
There you go.
There's now 3-2, a full count. Carl Jung helping me out.
Yeah.
Excuse me, not Carl Jung.
Well, Carl Jung is also helping you out. You just don't even realize it. Oh, that one's very high. Carl Jung from beyond the grave. A base on balls to open up for Mills. Penguins will take that.
Absolutely. Her job is to get on base after all, so good news so far for the Penguins. As Parks coming in for the Penguins to pitch at the top half of the inning. Got him out without damage. And here we go. Brittany Hale now at the plate. Takes the ball as she was running forward with her bat, ready to bunt and run.
Now, Hale also has the face guard in front attached to the helmet. Oh, running slap back to the pitcher.
Oh!
And the ball from the pitcher of the Menlo Oaks goes past whoever's covering second base. There's both shortstop and second base. Maybe there's confusion there. Center field had to pick that one up. So Penguins get two runners on here, first and second. Hale with which she is credited with that.
No, that's an error on the throw.
That's right.
So it's an error on the pitcher.
So third up here, Jessica Tomlin has two runners on. And Menlo infield plays in, looking for some kind of sacrifice to move runners forward. Tomlin getting the sign from Bob Herman over on the third base side.
And Mills moved over there to second base on that errant throw.
Absolutely. That went straight out into center field. Boys, action has stopped right now as Tallman raises the bat above the head, just stretching a bit. And Mills gets instruction from Bob Herman out at second. Time from the umpire has been called back in. The count is 1-0. So the one ball now for Tallman as she bunts perfectly down the front line. That's exactly what she wanted to do. A sacrifice to move runners forward. Penguins now with Mills on third and Hale on second. Two very good runners there as number two, Amber Moose Lara, comes up in the cleanup position, ready to do some damage for the Penguins. As the Oaks find themselves in the biggest trouble they've had all day.
Well, I'd like to see the Penguins do something nice in the first inning, like put up a jagged number. Nothing straight.
One at a time.
Two or more would be very nice right about now. Although, considering the way the last game started, we'll take one.
And so Lara, after stretching out, takes a ball.
By the way,
on her pitch, yeah.
Jamie Pauley is the pitcher for the Oaks, and she was the player who, with the error that allowed the Penguins to put these runners in scoring position at second and third.
My memory serves me correct. Pauley was at third base in the first game. Looks like she's moved in infield just a little more. Lara able to take another pitch there. No swing.
I'll tell you what, your memory is pretty good.
Oh! Pops out to right field. Jessica Smith able to snag that. The run scores by Ashley Mills. Excellent sacrifice. A little bit of small ball action there. Hale does not advance. She's still at second. And here comes Courtney Wilcox. Wearing the number three. She still has a runner in batting. She still has a runner in scoring position.
That too.
Penguins now with one run on top. Bottom of the first. Taking the early
lead.
I'd like
to see Wilcox go very deep here.
And we know she has the strength to do so. She just gets under the ball. Pops out to six. That's the shortstop.
First pitch swinging. She knocked it right over there to Pichetti.
End of the first inning, but some damage is done. Penguins on the board. First off this time, 1-0. Penguins and the Oaks. April Fool's Day. Softball action from radio.dominican.edu.
No fooling.
And we've returned. radio.dominican.edu. And we're already one pitch in at the top of the second, even though the scoreboard doesn't say that. Sorry about that, Brandon Davis. He's joined us here in the luxury booth. Boy, and that's that foul ball coming off of a double bounce on the fence that's guarding many of our fans here.
And then the dugout. That was a double ding.
So at bat here we have...
This is Alicia Vegas.
Number 20 from the Menlo College. Courtney Parks able to walk around with the ball. She's getting set to deliver another pitch here. And boy, and Vegas just smacks this one deep, deep left over Mills' head. And Mills is able to cut it off to Courtney Wilcox as Vegas in with a stand-up double. So, big leadoff hit there by Vegas. Gives the Oaks a big threat early here in the top of the second.
Boy, she didn't goof around with that. She went after the first pitch and whacked it.
So, next up here is Kule Patakan.
Kule.
Number 16. First pitch is a strike. So, with a runner on second, the second baseman and shortstop have to pay attention there. And so, Kule looking for the next pitch from Parks. Fouls it straight back. She's just underneath, but right on time. So, we'll see what we got to do with this one.
Parks got the shades on out there. She's looking pretty cool on the mound. Like, she's got her poker face on out there. You can't see past her glasses.
Nothing wrong with that here in the second inning.
Oh.
It'd actually be good if the Oaks couldn't read them. So.
Screwball there. That one, that's the first one we've seen this afternoon. This one broke into the right-handed batting Patakan.
So Patakan now faces a 1-2 count. The pitch is down low. Grounder to second as Patakan is thrown out. 4-3.
That was a single chopper right off a home plate.
Vegas does advance, however, to third base as Fruit Amber wears the number 19. First base. She's the first baseman for the Oaks, getting a sign from her third base coach. Now steps into the box, toes her way in, and is ready for the pitch. Boy, she stands nice and tall up there. Parks sends in a strike, absolutely nails it. One out on the inning. Penguins looking to keep the score 1-0.
Well, they called that a ball. I can't believe it. That was just such a solid pitch. Parks is just looking great out there so far.
So the 1-1 count now to Fruit. Runner from the third is threatening, but a strike calls him off. Parks now with a 1-2 count.
Fruit has the navy blue hose up to the knees and then the sliding pads on both knees, and most of the Oaks do.
So this pitch, low and outside. That brings it to 2-2. Parks now looking to strike out, get out of this inning any way possible. The runner on third. Penguins still up 1-0. And it's a strike three call. That's a big K for Courtney Parks. That brings up a force out at first with two outs. One run for the Penguins, none for the Oaks so far in game two.
But they're threatening with a runner at third since just one out. Parks would love to get out of this. And striking out Fruitt's a big one.
Now,
Brittany Whitaker.
Whitaker.
Whitaker didn't play in the first game.
No, I was noticing that. That is a new name out there. And she wears number 4. One of the smaller ladies on the field right now.
Coming at us.
So she fouls one back, and that almost hit someone down there.
It almost hit us in this luxury box, but just over our heads to the right.
Nice and close.
Yeah, FYI to the listeners.
But it is an 0-1 count now. Parks delivers outside again. 1-1.
After every pitch, I noticed Talman's coming up
out of the crouch as if she wants to chuck it down there to join her at third, but just because the runner, that's Alicia Vegas. Vegas thinking about going, uh-oh, this one's right up the middle! Oh!
And Moose comes up with a solid catch going out towards second base as she snagged that one right out of midair. And so Whitaker not able to deal any damage there. With a runner on third, Vegas is stranded. Menlo takes the field defensively. Penguins able to escape damage. Next up for the Penguins, Markley, the first baseman, Kennedy, and Joyner to follow up. Here we go. More action from radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu. We've reached the bottom of the second inning as the Penguins are coming up, and here comes the freshman broadcasting sensation on the play-by-play, Jackson Wong.
Markley smacks one out to left field, but it's right into the hands of Kincaid for the Oaks, as they're able to retire one Penguin in two pitches.
And that's a tall order to get rid of Markley that quickly. She can whack that thing.
And so Kennedy now steps up, second in the batting order for the inning, as the Penguins still looking to add on to the 1-0 lead in game two. Kennedy now flipping the hair back, bat ready, and takes a swing, is deep into center field. Once again, an easy catch for Thompson. So the Penguins getting good hits on these balls, but not able to get the ball to fall.
Man, a lot of contact. You mentioned it, and they're really hitting it hard. They're deep.
Number one, Jenna Joyner up the bat.
So now with two outs, Joyner, the third baseman for the Penguins, up showing the bunt, pulls back to swing, but not able to get anything done there. A ball coming from the pitcher, Jamie Pauley.
Volstecki on deck, fans.
So Joyner hits a liner down third line. But the bad throw lets her get all the way to second. She's digging for third.
Uh-oh.
And, boy, she has a triple. Unless that counts as an error.
No, so that's a single. It's not even a single. It's going to be an error on the throw, and the two bases both advance as a result. On the third baseman, that is, I'm not sure who that is, because this isn't right. Huh?
Volstecki
is up, yes.
Number 12, Amanda Volstecki up to bat.
So Joyner, now at third, she looked to only barely have a single. And now with Volstecki for the Penguins at bat. She only played a little bit in the first game. Volstecki now waving the bat around in the batter's box, and she hits one to the foul territory just over the fence. So the count now goes to 1-1.
I don't know who the Menlos have over there at third. Would you mind?
We can't even read her number down there at third base. The Menlo Oaks, she does have an error, though, on this game. Joyner now looking to score again, as for the Penguins, the second run would come in on her score.
Oh, where was that, J-Will?
Boy, and this pitch from Paulie makes it a 2-2 count for Volstecki.
Volstecki is a great eye there, because from up here it looked like a strike all the way.
And now full count, as the she didn't have to swing on this one. It was a ball. And Volstecki now digging in once again. Joyner at third.
Oh.
Ball's in the dirt. Volstecki gets a base on balls. Joyner now being the other runner on the corner, as the Penguins threatening here with two outs in the bottom of the second.
Now Volstecki went up there, Jackson, with an opportunity for the RBI, and the Penguins just really would love to get Joyner in after that error that allowed her to move all the way over to third base. It was a pretty sharply hit ball, the error that allowed her to get over there. And now Mills with the opportunity as she runs up in the batter's box.
So the Penguins will have the top of the order to see if they can capitalize on The Big Eric is sending Joyner to third and Mills, Volstecki on the walk is on first. So Mills now with a one-and-one count.
One-and-one with two down fans and the Penguins threatening. Boy, they could use one more run out of it.
Mills gets a solid hit out to right field. Jessica Smith, however, there just like money. As actually the Oaks outfielders have been able to catch plenty of key balls right there. So top of the third, up next. Penguins unable to damage in the bottom of the second. Here we go. 1-0. Penguins up. And so the Oaks will have Jessica Smith leading off, followed by Kincaid and Pauly for the third. 1-0 once again, the Penguin lead. Radio.Dominican.edu. Here we go. And now Radio.Dominican.edu is back. Jessica Smith at the plate for the Menlo Oaks. She's been playing solidly out there in right field for the Oaks.
Man, she has been a killer today, honest. I got to say, very impressed with her defensive work. Smith has been in there all over the place in windy right field.
So two pitches now from Parks get Smith swinging. It's an 0-2 count now. Zero outs, of course, in the top of the third here. Penguins still up 1-0. Smith is set and ready for the ball. More wind coming in from center field.
Little cloud cover out here in Albert's Park, fans. April Fool's Day 07. And this is the first chance J-Will and I have had to broadcast DU softball this year.
So Smith pops one up behind the plate, behind the luxury booth.
Yeah. That one almost got us, too. The balls have been falling all around us, those foul balls, but none have actually hit the booth today. I'm happy to report.
And so the count now, 2-2. Parks on the delivery. It's grounded out to second. It's an easy flip as Markley ends up tossing one beyond shortstop. Wilcox in the sending around the horn there. But nonetheless, the Penguins tally one out in the top of the third here. It's been fairly defensive as only one run has scored. Both teams have threatened. Whew. So the hit out to left as Menlo finally gets on. Kincaid able to poke one out there. First pitch or so.
One pitch. Kincaid nails a sharp spin ball. Boy, that thing was like a total moon ball. You know, it had a big arc on it. It was shooting between the Penguin shortstop and third baseman right out there into left field. Kincaid, a very clean single.
Kincaid now talking it up out there at first base. She's a seems pretty happy to be out there.
Kincaid's one for two.
But on the plate now, Jamie Pauly looks at a pitch, and it counts as a strike. Parks on the money once again. And here we go.
Last time,
Pauly flied out to left instead of singled. Excuse me.
So she's 0 for 1 on the day. Kincaid 1 for 2, the runner at first.
So now 1-1 for Jamie Pauly. She looks down at the shades of Courtney Parks. The delivery. It's a swing and a miss. Strike 2. Kincaid ready to run out there. Hands on hips, though. Coach is giving signs, of course. Everywhere around the infield there. And the ground up, straight up second.
What?
Amber Lara, the second baseman, handed it over to Wilcox, who was running over from shortstop to cover second base. That ground ball should have been an easy out. A routine ball. But now it's the Oaks with runners on first and second.
Lara was just handing it off there to Wilcox in hopes that Wilcox could the momentum of her body could get the double play. But Lara should have just stepped on the bag. She was only 1 or 2 feet away from the bag when she handed it off.
And so Suzanne Thompson, now number 11 for the Oaks, has she singled last time up. And she's got two runners on this time and looks to put the Oaks on the board for this game, too, here. She faked a bunt, pulled back, and the ball did hit her at some point and flayed off into the back there. Backstop catching that ball.
It must have just hit Tallman, because I don't think it hit the batter. She's not running to first base. By the way, fans. Oh, there it is.
Kristen Kennedy catching for Courtney Parks, and it is somehow a walk, right, because Thompson is over on the first base side here.
So
she's
batter.
Not actually on the base yet. Doesn't quite seem ready to be in play. So the Penguins now have to deal with a bases-loaded situation. One out, Courtney Parks, who's been a great pitcher so far early on in this game.
So we've got the hit batsman at first. We've got Pauly at second and Kincaid at third. With two down. Wow. Boy, the Penguins would like to get out of this one.
Pacetti, the blackjack, number 21. Ready to put up some RBIs for the Oaks. We'll see what damage she can do right here with just one out and one strike, however.
You know, if Pacetti reaches base, Alicia Vegas is on deck, who had a big-time double last time up.
And then no swing from Pacetti as Parks able to get in a ball there. 1-1 now, the count.
Never like it when the Oaks have the bases loaded, Jackson. I'm never comfortable with that.
Absolutely. That puts a lot of pressure on the defense. So the Penguins now have to be ready at every point. And the low ball is indeed a ball. It's a 2-1 count.
And then you have the bases loaded with only one out. That makes it even worse. I'm getting nervous. The cloud cover comes in. It's cooling off. Ooh.
And up in a high pitch from Parks is Pacetti still... not brave enough to swing at that one.
Well, Pacetti had to buckle out of the way. If she did swing it, that was going to hit her in the face mask.
Kristen Kennedy puts on that face mask, getting ready to catch this next ball here.
Uh-oh, coming
Pacetti
at
Pacetti finally swings, and it's a high pop-up. Markley comes from first base to grab the out. So the infield pop-up gives the Penguins two outs on the defensive end, and... a very good chance of getting out of this inning untouched.
Man, oh man, that could be huge. Great play by Markley. And I was saying that Tallman was the catcher, but in fact it's Kristen Kennedy, as Jay Will mentioned. And Kennedy was calling for it, but the Penguins' first baseman, Markley, came in and hauled it in. And then with a heads-up move, made her way toward home plate because the ball was live.
And so the fifth batter in the order... Alicia Vegas, now with bases loaded, takes a ball from Parks.
Last time up, Vegas with a double made her way as far as third base, but the Penguins were able to keep her from scoring with that opening double. When you open up a half inning with a double, I'd say the odds are in your favor that you're going to bring it in.
And so the count now 3-0, three balls from Parks.
Nowhere to put the runner.
And Vegas is looking to do something here. If she takes another ball, she'll get on anyway. And a strike from Parks, exactly what the Penguins needed.
Yeah, off speeder, and Vegas was not even thinking about swinging at that 3-0 pitch with the bags jammed.
So she rests the bat on her shoulder. Oh. Takes a swing. It's popped up right side.
Volstecki! Oh, she dove for it.
Volstecki.
But I think it was foul.
Outreached. And the ball squirted out. And so all three base runners do come in for a score. Vegas now standing on second base.
Going around first base there, Vegas slipped, and I think she'd have made it all the way to third base if she hadn't fallen so hard. She came off the first base bag and ended up just absolutely slipping in the dirt, hitting real hard. Now the coach has got to go talk to her if she hit so hard.
But the Oaks able to go up and capitalize by clearing the bases. Yeah. Huge hit right there.
A 3-1, and Vegas is with she's 2-for-2 with two doubles to open game two. That's a lot of twos, Jay Will.
And twos are a fine number, except when your opponents are getting them all the time. So two is the number of runs by which the Oaks lead at this point. but
if you're a Penguin, two is a very lonely number.
Penguins do have two outs, however, and they will be looking to go into the fourth inning here after they make that last out. Courtney Parks looking to get out of the inning as the only damage so far coming from that big hit. So Kule Patakan lines one to right field, just short, and the runner from second will advance. This Penguin defense can't do a whole lot about that one. Just a well-placed hit. And smart base running, of course, as Vegas advanced to third.
Fruitt.
And Fruitt now at bat. Last time she struck out nice and easy. So we'll see how the Oaks are able to damage any more. There are two outs here. 3-1. Penguins down by two. So, Patakan now on first, Vegas on third, runners at the corners, two outs, however. Parks now with one strike on Fruitt.
Oh.
Fruitt able to pop one past the first baseman. And so, Volstecki has to back up the infield on that one, but a run scores. Vegas comes in from third. And Patakan advances to second, bringing up Britt Whitaker. Where's the number four?
Little RBI there out of Fruitt.
So now big two-hit, two-out action from the Oaks. Whitaker looks at a strike on the outside of the plate. Parks still looking to get out of this inning. She's got to deal with two runners on right now.
And all four runs, Jackson, have come after two outs.
And that's really not speaking well of the Dominican defense right there. They're not able to close things out just yet.
No, that's a stat we don't want to revisit too often. What is it, 1-2? 0-2.
0-2 count. Parks, once again, leading the batter, but she needs to be able to finish here. So both Menlo Oaks runners on the move as the wind howls past their jerseys.
Hey, you're right. It's dusty, getting dusty out here.
Whitaker swings, pops one up right on top of us.
How did that miss us?
I don't know. She just had enough power under it to make it go up. So it's a 1-2 count now. Parks and Whitaker between batter and pitcher. Low enough now for a 2-2 count here in the top of the third. 4-1 right now. The Oaks on top and threatening to extend the 3-1 lead.
Uh-oh.
Whitaker hits one into the right foul territory. Volstecki obviously not able to get there, but unable to close out the inning yet.
You know, with this wind coming in from left center field, Volstecki, the right fielder for the Penguins, and Smith, the right fielder for the Oaks, they're getting the majority of the action today.
They've definitely had to have their legs working. So Whitaker finally grounds one out to Parks as it's a 1-3 out to get out of the inning. 4-1. Penguins down by three as we go to the bottom of the third.
You know, Jackson, the Oaks for the second time today have run all the way through the order. They sent nine batters to the plate that half inning, and they scored all four runs after two outs had been made. Boy, that is painful.
Absolutely painful. So next up for the Penguins, we're looking at Brittany Hale, Jessica Tallman, and Amber Moose Lara, the heart of the order coming up. Penguins looking at comeback here. Radio.Dominican.edu. Softball will be back. Alrighty, radio.dominican.edu is back with bottom of the third inning. Hale now at the plate. She looks at the first pitch from Jamie Pauley of the Oaks. The Oaks able to tack up four runs in the top half of the inning. So Penguins look to answer right here. Penguins had a one-run shutout lead going into the third.
I hesitate to call it a shutout when you're only in the second inning, but the Penguins will take anything right now. There you go.
Brittany with a running hit pops out to left field. That is Whitaker out there. She came in just the second game and has a solid catch out there in left field. And left field is actually a place where not a whole lot of balls have gone. If you consider the center field wind, that has pushed a lot of things, a lot of airborne balls to the right field. So next up here is Jessica Tallman. She takes that first pitch.
Last time, Tallman, with a sacrifice, was the first out of the first inning.
That's exactly right, Sue. So second pitch comes in. She doesn't swing. It looks like a ball.
She's got a great hack, though. 1-1.
So with one strike, one ball, Pauly now to deliver. Tallman connects out to left field, a bouncing single. And she'll now have that stand up with a little congratulations from the first base coach.
Man, that ball was smoking. She really ripped that thing, and it stayed nice and low with topspin.
Moose now taking instruction from Bob Herman. She's battering in the cleanup spot. Last time up, she had a sacrifice to advance runners.
Yeah, she knocked in the she has the only RBI for the Penguins in this game, two, to the after the Penguins lost the first game 9-4.
She does have a chance to make another sacrifice here with a runner on first. See if Penguins can play a little small ball here. One out for the Penguins as they are down 1-4. The pitch from Pauly, it's high for ball two.
Wilcox is on deck.
Tallman on first, wind blowing once again. As the Penguins look to answer the four-run top of the third. There's one runner on, one out. The count now 3-1. For the Penguins.
Oh, get out of here!
Lara connects, but it's deep to left field as Whitaker comes up once again with the ball.
Boy, that was a strong play by Whitaker backing up on it. She looked for a spot. She ran to it, looked back, and picked it up over her left shoulder. I thought that thing was going to be deep over Whitaker's head. Superb defensive play there by the left field.
Boy, Moose was smiling so Whitaker. Much. She knew she had connection, good connection on that ball. Now Wilcox, her first throw, first pitch from Pauly is outside. Ball one. So Tallman still at first base. The Penguins now with two outs, bottom of the third. Wilcox sends one over to Herman. It's a foul ball.
You see that? Herman did a little pas de deux to get out of the way of that one. You see that? A little ballet move. Pretty good.
And I know the softball leagues love a little dancing out there. A
little ballet move out of the coach at the third base box to get out of the way of that line shot.
So Wilcox ready for the ball.
Oh, the what pitch. A dig.
And she hits it out to center right field. Smith has a little trouble handling it, and she gets it in second. And Tallman not able to advance past second base. So runners on first and second now for Dominican. They're still down 4-1 as Markley comes up to bat. The big first baseman for the Penguins looking to do some damage here. Two outs now in the bottom of the third.
See Whitaker backing up there in left field. She knows that Markley can hit it.
Ooh. Absolutely. The first pitch from Pauly is high and outside for ball one.
They're going to stay away, I think, from Markley. Everybody's backed up in the outfield.
So both base runners for Dominican are set to run, but won't be much good because Markley has a pop fly that gets past second baseman Vegas in shallow right field. She had it called, but not able to come up with it. So runners move around. Tallman scores. Wilcox on third now. Markley traveled up to second base, flexing her muscles out there in the middle of the field.
You know, that was... They're either going to call that a double or an error on Vegas. Vegas went out as Smith came in. It was clearly Smith's ball. Vegas went after it, lunged for it, and then nobody touched it.
And Kristen Kennedy now at the plate. She smacks one down the third baseline. It goes off into foul territory. Wilcox is in. Markley slides in. She doesn't have to. And the throw from third base over to catch Kristen at second. He's a little off the mark, but Kennedy now stands at second base with a pair of RBIs right there with a double down the third base line. So the third baseman, Kincaid of the Oaks, has had a couple off throws already early in this game. And so the infield decides to huddle up and decide what to do next.
Now, the Penguins paid back the Oaks' favor by doing all of this damage. That is three runs here in the third with two down. And the two RBI hit there by Kennedy brought in Wilcox and Markley. Two RBIs, as you mentioned. Let's see. Wilcox also had an RBI. And now the score is tied 4-4.
And that's a great poetic justice.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Element to mention there is it's now tied 4-4. Penguins with two outs scoring their runs. Jenna Joyner now at the plate with a runner in second. At second, excuse me. The first pitch got in without a swing. Joyner always showing that bunt right away. Doesn't swing at this one. It is a ball.
Oh, man, I don't know how she didn't swing at that. It was off speed. Pauly wound up like she was going to bring the fastball and then just sent a donut in there.
Jenna looks at another ball, but this time it's a strike. So Krista Kennedy still standing out there at second base with two outs. Dominican has tied it up this inning, 4-4. Jenna at the plate. She swings and gets way in front of this one, and, boy, it just swung right around that fence as the crowd was really surprised at the
ball.
There's
a tiny
right
hole
in there.
in the fence, and it came right through it. It almost killed 14 people in the crowd. It was coming so fast. Oh, there's another one.
Jenna,
oh, no, that one stayed.
The same ball. Same place this time as counts now 2-2. Pauly delivering these balls to Joyner, and she's been hurt a little bit this inning, allowing three runs. Joyner pops one up again right behind the plate, and it's into foul out-of-play territory. So Joyner now regains her bat. Kristen trots on back to second base. The Penguins still have an opportunity to go ahead run right here.
Well, Joyner stoked that she gets to play again. That one looked like it was going to be picked up by the catcher, Patikin.
She grounds one straight up the middle. Shortstop play comes clean, 6-3 out.
That was Pichetti digging for that one, and she makes it look so easy. Pichetti's got a great arm.
So routine stuff to finish up, but Menlo still got some damage taken out on him. 4-4 tie as we go to the top of the fourth. The Oaks will have Jessica Smith, Megan Kincaid, and Jamie Pauly. Lead off. Here we go. Radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, Jessica Smith is going to be coming up. Radio.dominican.edu. The Oaks, the Penguins tied April Fool's Day 07. And here he is, the freshman broadcasting sensation, Jackson Wong.
All right. So the Oaks now looking to answer as the Penguins did to the Oaks already. First pitch for Smith is a strike. Parks on the money so much this afternoon as the sun has come out and just got a little warmer as the Penguins have gotten a little hotter.
I'm very impressed with Parks, the way she can throw that fastball.
And there she blows one by Smith as she hops around in frustration. It's now an 0-2 count. The Penguins tied it up at the bottom of last inning. 4-4 now. The Oaks looking for answers. So a high ball from Parks tries to get Smith swinging, but it's now 1-2 count. All fours on the scoreboard, of course. One for the inning, one for the Penguins, one for the Oaks. There's no baseman, of course, yet. Smith looks at another one. This ball blows by without harm. 2-2 now the count.
Smith in game one was 1-for-4, and she's 0-for-1 here in game two.
Smith has been a huge asset defensively, however.
Tough play.
Lines one over to short. Courtney Wilcox able to get a bullet pass over to Markley. A 6-3 out. Smith can't be too denied with that one. Solid hit, but well played.
For the Oaks, number two,
Dominican defense able to hold up a tie, one out now in the top of the fourth.
Man, Wilcox went deep into the hole there and was able to whip it across the infield. What a play.
So Megan Kincaid now, a lefty for the Oaks. And she's looks past her first pitch for a ball.
Kincaid's one for two in the second game with a run scored.
She stands with that right leg cocked, and boy, she starts running right away, but to no avail. She doesn't swing this time.
That running slap is a dastardly move in collegiate softball.
I guess very unique to this sport, in fact.
Yeah. It's a dastardly move at any level of softball. A runner running way up in the box to once the bunt gets down, the hope is to get it between the pitcher and the first baseman, especially when, as in the case of Lara, the second baseman's playing way back. Oh, man, what a hit.
Kincaid smacks one past third base as it just hooks right into, almost into foul territory. Shortstop Wilcox had to field that one, but it's not enough to prevent a single from Kincaid.
That was a big bender right over Joyner's head, and then it just bit right in the dust.
So Polly now at the plate. She bats second in the batting order. Oaks are using the top of their lineup here at the top of the fourth. So the delivery. Oh, goodness.
Got her in the head.
Polly was hit in the head. Looked like it hit her in the back, too, of his back of the helmet.
Back of the helmet.
She definitely turned in. Had to check that one out. So the umpire at first base is checking the helmet for integrity.
Man, the beanball, but it didn't crack the helmet. He's checking the helmet exactly like you said. She's smiling. She's okay. It just barely got her.
Thompson is glad to have her head on after that. And
well, Parks brought the heat and brought the beanball with it.
Oh, you talked about a poker face, too. Parks is just standing out there staring down home plate, shades and everything, wind blowing in her hair and all. So either way, though, the Oaks have two runners on now.
Oh.
And a pop-up bunt. Gets one out.
Oh.
And Amber Lahr covering first. Almost had the double play. And that was Megan Pichetti who laid down that pop-up bunt. Not able to get much work done there. Suzanne Thompson with the bunt. So that brings up Pichetti now. She still has two runners on, except there's two outs now?
Yep.
Brandon Davis on the scoreboard, helping us out here. Crystal Kennedy digs one out of the dirt.
That was a great dig.
Keeps the Oaks on their bases, and boy, the wind is kicking up dust devils out here at Albert Field.
Well, you're not kidding. You know, I wouldn't have been surprised to see... Uh-oh.
And a big hit out to center, right center field. Brittany Hale with the legs to run under it. And boy, Menlo coaches a little frustrated with that one. Brittany Hale smiling all the way in as the Penguins escape any kind of damage here in the fourth inning. So the Penguins...
You know, Jay Will, I would not have been surprised to see Parks go out and maybe shake hands with Polly after she delivered the beanball. But like you mentioned, she just kept staring straight at home plate. She didn't even look over at first base when Polly went down there.
Oh, yes. Beautiful softball action Sunday afternoon, April Fool's Day. This is radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. We're back. Stuart Horn has already missed the first play.
Oh, man, and Vilstecki comes right up, swings at the first pitch, and the throw across the diamond to the first baseman. That's Fruitt. Vilstecki gone on one pitch, one down. Here comes Ashley Mills. Mills reached base in the first with the base on balls and scored the first run of the game for the Penguins.
Number five, Ashley Mills up to that.
She then hit a fly ball in the second inning for the third out of the bottom of the second out there to right field where Smith was under it. So Vilstecki goes down.
Mills now with open bases just like she is normally at the leadoff position.
Mills standing in there. Mills rips the first pitch into shallow right, backing up on it, Vegas. Vegas gets under it. She hauls this one in. Two pitches, two outs. And Pauly getting a little break from that throwing arm as the Menlos meet right behind the rubber at the mound. They all slap the gloves together. Two down, and that's going to bring up Brittany Hale. Hale, who reached base on an error, and then in the third, a flyout.
And she closed out the top half of the inning with a big old running catch to save the Penguins from a two-on, two-out situation.
So here's Hale now, the left-handed batter. Tallman on deck. Should Hale reach? Oh, this one's high and tight.
Hale was definitely running up out of that batter's box, but had to duck her way out.
That would have been the second one in the helmet for today. Let's stay away from those. Oh, brother. She bent over sideways on that one. They're not trying to send us a message, are they?
I don't know. Either way, Pauly is balls in high, and not this time.
That one's low and inside. So it's, 3-0, 2-down, 4-4 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Penguins versus the Oaks on April Fool's Day, 2007, radio.dominican.edu. Here's the next pitch from Pauly, chopped out into the parking lot. I heard it hit the ground, so no car alarms sounding this time. The wind is really whipping through there. I can see Smith's jersey out there in right field is just whipping all over the place. Here comes the next pitch by Pauly, very high. That's a base on balls. Penguins have their first runner at the bottom of the fourth, and here comes Tallman.
I really got to wonder if the wind is having any effect on the pitching right there. These balls are getting quite elevated.
She only threw she threw one strike out of five pitches there, and Pauly's been pretty solid so far today. Tallman had a sacrifice in the first inning and then scored on a single with the sacrifice by Wilcox in the third. So Tallman now at the plate, the right-handed swinger, takes ball one. Two down, 4-4. Runner at first. That's Brittany Hale, the center fielder for the Penguins.
Well, I'm sensing a little bit of a chill from the wind here, as it is still sunny, though.
This one's deep to left field. Uh-oh! And Whitaker's unable to handle it. It comes off of the shin. Here's the play at the plate. The hook slide safe. Over to third, and the slide in there is safe. Heads up base running by Brittany Hale.
Absolutely.
She came around. Then Tallman, who is going to be credited with a double, was able to advance over to third as the play came home. Brittany Hale with a big hook slide got around the catcher. It was a good throw. And then Tallman with some heads up running saw the play go home and decided to take third. She slides in safely. Penguins lead 5-4, runner at third. And here's Amber Lara. Now, Lara had an RBI in the first with a sacrifice and then a flyout to left field. Courtney Wilcox on deck.
So it all started when Whitaker kind of soft-played the pop-up hard ball to left, and she was able to mishandle it.
This one's out to Smith and right. Smith broke in. Now she breaks left. Oh, Smith! With a dive. That's a play of the game right there, J-Wo, as Smith dives down to her left side. The Penguins do pick up one. Smith with the defensive play of the game. If Smith misses that one, who knows what could have happened. But she didn't. Smith has been a Penguin killer all day. And we got to give her props on that. Amber Lara is absolutely robbed. We go to the top of the fifth, 5-4, DURadio.dominican.edu.
And we're back. Bottom of the fifth, top of the fifth, excuse me. As the Penguins have gone up 5-4, we've got Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, Brandon Davis in the luxury booth. Softball action coming at you.
Alicia Vega stands in. She takes the first pitch low and inside for ball one. Vegas earlier with a double. She led off the second, but the Penguins were able to keep her from scoring. This one's low. A low strike. 1-1. That's nice. She led off the second with a double and never scored. But then in the third inning, she did score with back-to-back doubles. See if the Penguins can keep her from scoring another double. It's one ball and two strikes. Yeah.
So Courtney Park's able to get in another strike there. Wonderful pitching this afternoon.
Kaule Pedekin on deck. This one's hooking foul from the right-handed batting Vegas. Vegas chops it right down the third baseline. It's still running.
Sounded like it was well hit. Vegas sounds like a very strong hitter, and that was no exception. She pulled it foul.
Trying to think of a clever Vegas joke to say right now, like something about betting or something. Viva Las Vegas, says Brandon Davis. So if you thought that was funny, give him credit. If not, give him credit. That one's inside 2-2. B. Dave, the working the radio squad as well today. Menlo's up on their feet. I haven't seen a single player sit down. Neither are the Penguins. The Penguins' dugout is so far away from us up here in the luxury box, though. I wish the Penguins' dugout was right below us.
It would be
full
quite
count,
ideal.
3-2.
In fact, that would take us back to basketball days, because we do have the bench right there.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, this one's right up the middle, and it got between Park's legs, I believe. That's a clean single from Vegas. Vegas now 3-for-3 in game two, and here's Kaule Pedekin.
Boy, Penguin defense only able to watch as that one, as the wind blows.
Ooh.
But that ball went straight up to center field.
Pedekin, the right-handed batter's coming up now, and she is 1-for-2. Pedekin.
I got to mention the wind here once again.
Our sun visor has almost blocked us out completely. Pedekin squares to bunt, chops it backward as she's running up the first base line. Still has the bat in hand, though. The runner over at first is Alicia Vegas. I think the Penguins did well to hold Vegas to a single.
Absolutely. She's been very damaging so far.
In game two, she was two doubles to open up her first two ABs. So she's 3-for-3 in game two, but this last time was only a single. It's pretty good for the Penguins. Here's the next pitch. Okay, this one is another attempted bunt and another foul ball. So if she does it again, Jay Will, you know where she's headed.
Back to the standing dugout.
Back to the standing dugout, that's right, where none of the Oaks have sat the entire time. So I got a feeling she's not going to try and bunt at this one. Here's the next pitch from Parks. Low, and it's chopped out into right field, but it's way out of play. Volstecki is going to run after it and throw it back in now.
Boy, chopped is definitely the right verbal description of that swing there.
She hacked at it something. It came off the fist, it looked like. A little bit high, a little bit inside, but she's got to guard the plate at this point with two strikes against her. Nothing in two, in fact. Runner at first, here it is. Oh, she swung it. Ball one.
Wow, Pedekin really went digging for that one. The bat was way down below her knees.
Yeah, that was a little too much guarding. By the time it crossed the plate, it was down by her ankles. She knew it, and that's the second strikeout of game two for Parks. And here is Amber Fruitt. Fruitt stands in there, a right-handed batter, takes low and away for ball one. Vegas the runner at first.
She's towing the rubber, ready to run, of course. Parks, always, as always, keeping her honest.
Yeah, you're right. Vegas is dying to run over there. She's getting in position every pitch. This one's right there. Wasn't that a strike? Yeah, ball one, strike one.
Penguins looking for lots of defense here. They've only had that one run lead.
Ooh, off-speed delivery, and that had Fruitt way out in front of it. One ball, two strikes. There's one down, fans, in the, this is the top of the fifth inning. It's 5-4. Penguins on top. They lost game one, 9-4. D would love a split at this point against the pesky Oaks. This one's low and away. 2-2 to Amber Fruitt. Fruitt, the first time up in the second inning, struck out. Then she had an RBI single in the third inning. So 1-for-2 for Fruitt. Runner on. In tall order to get an RBI here, but she could do it. Oh, this one rolls in. Like lawn bowling there. That was so low. Came out low off the fingertips of Parks.
This Penguin watch starting to hear more and more from the crowds and from the benches. Sounds are getting picked up.
Oh, this one, I think it may have hit Fruitt in the knee. Because it just came. I'm not sure. But for
four.
Okay. Ball four. Brandon Davis making sure I know what I'm talking about here. So There's a walk for Fruitt. That advances Vegas to second. And here comes Brittany Whitaker. Last time up, Whitaker chopped one back to the pitcher, and Parks was able to throw her out over to Markley. She, her first time up in the second inning, hit a line drive to Lara, who hauled it in for the third out of the second inning. So 0-for-2 is Whitaker. Fruitt, the runner at first base, reaches on the base on balls, and Vegas advances to second. So let's see, one out, and
a one-run lead.
One out, two on in the top of the fifth. Getting very late. The Penguins got to get out of this one.
Penguins could use that 1-2-3 type of mentality right now. Just get this day, just to get the game done.
Attempted bunt down the first baseline is foul. And that could have caused the Penguins all kinds of trouble because Lara is playing very deep in the hole at second. Wilcox way back there.
Really has to move around at that point, switching positions everywhere.
Corners come crashing in like crazy, but here, the soft dirt right in front of the batting area here at Albert's Park, which is the home park, the home field for the DUs. This is another chopped bunt attempt, comes off a home plate and foul. So now it's nothing and two. Again, just one out with two base runners, so a golden opportunity for the Oaks. And the Penguins are going to have to dig deep to keep any runs from scoring here, as Vegas is the runner over there at second base. Amber Fruitt, the runner at first.
Penguins really have a threatening situation here with the two on.
Brittany Whitaker swings right through that fastball. Strike three for the second out. And Parks has, the first time this afternoon, any pitcher struck out two in a half inning. So the Penguins will take that. That is a massive second out. And here comes Jessica Smith.
Actually looked like Whitaker tipped off that pitch into the glove of Kennedy, the catcher, for the second out here.
Here's Smith. Smith 0-for-2 in the afternoon game.
Big defensive day out there in right field for the Oaks.
Yeah, you're right. She's had a great day on defense. Man, she finished off the last half of the last inning with a stunning running catch toward the right field line. She plays deep out there and right. She's able to get around on all of them. She's all over the place. Two balls, no strikes on Jessica Smith, number one. 0-2 in the afternoon game. She was 1-for-4 in the morning game.
That's a rare count from Courtney Parks.
This one's over to third. Afternoon. Picked up by Joyner. Good throw over to first. Markley there. Penguins get out of it, J-Wo. No, that is just what the doctor ordered.
Absolutely.
Dr. Penguin. Going to the bottom of the fifth, 5-4. You're listening to DU Softball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
And here we are. Bottom of the fifth now, as the Dominican University of California Penguins are being represented by radio.dominican.edu on the internet radio. Here we go with some play-by-play. Stuart Horn on the mic. Here we go.
Standing in now, the right-handed batting Courtney Wilcox. She takes the first pitch for ball one.
An absolute freshman sensation. Wilcox out of Hanford, Central California.
You're
very
not kidding.
Town.
That is dead center. Right in the middle of the valley. Last time up, Wilcox with an RBI single. And then she scored a run in that big three-run inning third. And that one's a strike. Wilcox stands in there 1-1. 5-4 DU's on top. We're getting late. Bottom five.
Absolutely. Shadow's getting long here.
Penguins would like to hold on to this lead and get a split after they coughed up the first game 9-4. Menlo rolling over the Penguins pretty easily. It was 9-1 until very late, and then the Penguins picked up three. This one's chopped over to third. Down on its Kincaid. Knocks it down. Picks it back up. Fires over to first. Fruitt's waiting on it. And with plenty of time, Courtney Wilcox goes down. Here is Shannon Markley.
So as always, some hard balls hit down the third base line. This time, Kincaid able to handle and make the pitch for the out.
Last time up, Markley with a double and then a run scored when Kristen Kennedy followed up with two RBIs. One of those was Markley. That was in the third inning. In the second inning, she hit a long fly ball out to left field for the first out of the second, the bottom of the second. And here we are in the bottom of the fifth. So she's one for two in the afternoon game. First pitch is a ball. This one's chopped out to right field. Waiting under it, though, is Smith. Smith comes in on it, fighting the wind. Smith is able to haul it in. Smith is out there laughing away because she knows how difficult that was. And with the wind howling, I'm not surprised she caught it, but it took a Herculean effort.
She does have her visor out there, and she is indeed laughing at how silly and amazingly well she's been playing out there in right field. Two outs now for the Penguins.
She's surprising herself. Kennedy last time up with a double and two RBIs. She's one for two in the afternoon. This one bounces on home plate. Ball one. Two down, 5-4. Bottom five. Radio.Dominican.edu, brought to you by the Communications Department over there at DU of C under the direction of Melba Beals. Here's the next pitch by Pauly and gets Kennedy to swing at it, although it was very low.
So we'll see if the Penguins were able to use the middle of the order at all to tack on any more to their one-run lead.
Jenna Joyner on deck, fans. Should Kennedy reach? This one's out there, and there's Smith breaking in on it. Oh, and then Smith has to back up on it. She's smiling again. She breaks in, breaks back. The ball goes all over the place, and over the left shoulder, she finally pulls it in.
Well, I got to tell you, Stu, as a right fielder for my men's church softball league, you don't expect a whole lot out there in right field, but she's been playing quite well out there. But Penguins wouldn't like to see that a whole lot more. So coming up next here in the top of the sixth, we have, as it looks like, for the Penguins, for the Oaks, they'll be batting with
Kincaid,
Pauly, and Thompson here. Radio.Dominican.edu, softball action.
5-4, we're going top six.
Here we go, Radio.Dominican.edu, we'll be back. We are back now, Radio.Dominican.edu, and the top of the six has started off real quick here. Courtney Pox always on the mound here. Game two, up the doubleheader on April Fool's Day.
Megan Kincaid stands in, the lefty. She runs in. Where's number two? And her jersey's flapping all over the place. Kincaid with no undershirt, no long sleeve, nothing. She's just got the short sleeves out there in the cold wind. She runs up in the box, and very quickly it's 3-0. No, 2-1. I don't know what it is. I got to look over there at Henry Jung, the home plate umpire. He doesn't hold up the fingers. Oh, this is a running slap up the third base box. At the third base line, Joyner picks it up and fires it over to Markley. Good play there by Joyner. Kincaid may have been out of the box by the time she actually slapped at that one, but there was no indication from the umpire at home plate. And either way, she's out. Scored in the top of the sixth, 5-3.
Jamie Pauly
comes up now. Pauly reached base on an error on Lara, and then a pitch that just barely grazed her helmet in the fourth inning, but she was okay. And
so the Oaks here
Let's see here. So she's 0 for 3 so far in the top of the sixth. I could tell you were going to try and save me there, Jay Wolf, but I got it back together at the last second. 5-4, fans. Penguins on top. Nothing in two. One out. And the Oaks will have one more chance to tie it. Let's see if the Penguins can, after this, of course. Oh, this one's chopped over to Markley off the fist, and Markley hauls it in, a soft pop-up. She fires it across the diamond. So it's a pop-up to three for the second out after Kincaid went down.
So the easy first two outs for the Penguins leave me wondering how they'll finish things up here in the top of the sixth. To go out of this inning, 1-2-3 would be very nice.
Suzanne Thompson now, she stands in there. And Let's see here. Suzanne Thompson, the first, she had a single she opened up with, then a stolen base after a wild pitch. She was then hit by a ball pitch in the third inning where she scored. This is another ball now, 2-0. And then she popped up to the pitcher for the second out in the fourth inning. Here we are in the sixth inning.
A 2-0 count. And boy.
And now it's 3-0.
First base coach almost able to field that one.
Okay.
Foul ball.
I'm not sure. Let's see. Two balls, one strike. That's right. Brandon Davis on top of it there. So while Brandon Davis was being ridiculed with a gallon of sarcasm in the first game, he has now corrected things and brought himself back to respectability as far as the scoreboarding is concerned. Always respectable otherwise. 3-1 is the count to Suzanne Thompson, who's 0-3 in game number 2. No, check it, 1-3. Scored. She did score a run.
With the lovely number 11.
What's so lovely about that? Is that your old number or something?
Just the favorite.
Okay. Jay Woe doesn't want to get too deep in discussion, but he just likes that number. Here's 21, Megan Pacetti. What did you call her last? Oh, Blackjack, yeah. I like that. That's good. So Thompson now goes. Suzanne Thompson heads down to first base with the base on balls. Here's Megan Pacetti. We talk a lot about Pacetti. She's 0-3 in the afternoon game.
And so my biggest problem here is that the Penguins, once again with two outs, allow a runner to get on base. Even though we're in the top of the sixth late in the game, and you just got to close things out if you're the Penguins.
You're absolutely right. I don't like it either. Oh, this one's right down the middle. And now the steal down to second. The throw is not in time. It gets through. Hale comes into center field to back up the play after Lara and Wilcox broke in towards second base. It got right past Wilcox's glove. And the head first dive by Thompson.
The throw was a bit behind the runner, making it tough.
Yeah, it was short and behind her. You're absolutely right. Thompson goes in head first. And now a ball thrown in there to Pacetti, and that makes the count 2-1 with two down.
So that puts a lot more pressure on Dominican defense right here. Two outs.
Runner in scoring position out there at second is Thompson.
Exactly.
Oh, right down the middle. Good off-speed pitch from Parks, and Pacetti didn't know what to do with it. She just stared at it.
And that runner can really count as a tying run at this point, which is a... obviously a big deal late in the game.
2-2, here it is. Oh, foul ball down the right field line. Digging for it is Markley. No way. Can't get to it. It's way out of play. And then it was way out of play, and then the wind hit it.
A big old ping coming out of the bat. As that was the most oddly hit ball I've heard.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the sound of that was. Maybe she's using the old mag bat. Who knows? Doesn't look like it.
Either way, Pacetti got underneath that one. Good news, because we don't need her to get good contact on the ball.
Alicia Vegas is on deck, and the Penguins don't want to see her. She's 3-3 in the afternoon game. Here it is. Off-speed delivery! Oh! Holy cow, got her looking, and it was just such a nasty off-speeder that Pacetti watched it go by for the strikeout. Penguins coming up in the bottom of the sixth. Boy, it takes some guts to throw that one, especially to the cleanup batter, Megan Pacetti. But Parks did it. Penguins on top, 5-4, bottom six coming up. And the Penguins would love to tack on a few insurance runs. The Oaks are down to their final three outs. And we'll see if the Penguins can hang on. 54radio.dominican.edu. We're back.
Sorry about that, Stu. Cut you off a little early. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back.
Oh, you did?
We're back. Radio.dominican.edu. Action's already underway in the bottom of the sixth. Jenna Joyner leading off for the Penguins.
As she hits a soft blooper out there to Pacetti at shortstop for the... Here, will you stop the music overhead? Yeah. The umpires are going to be all over us. Okay, so the pop-up there goes to six. Oh, Brandon did come back. Good. I don't know if he had left for the whole... afternoon
it's
or
a bit
not.
Frightening there. As
yeah. Well, Stecky then came up, and on the first pitch, she pops out.
To first base.
To three, so that's nice two pitches ball. And two down. Ashley Mills is coming up now. Mills reached base in the first with the base on balls, then a pop out to right field, then a pop out to the second baseman. So she's 0 for 3 in the afternoon game. Runs up in the box as if to slap it down, but it's very high, and she pulls the bat back for ball one.
So the Penguins really going down pretty quick here in the bottom of the sixth. Who knows if they'll be able to put on any insurance runs.
Joyner and Volstecki went down consecutively on consecutive pitches. Two pitches, two outs, and now it's one ball, a foul ball, one ball and two strikes now, although the scoreboard said one and two before that pitch, but now it's accurate, one and two.
So the ump will now dust off the plate so he can call correctly.
Brittany Hale's on deck, fans. Should Mills reach? Penguins would love to see Mills reach because the Penguins need insurance runs. The Oaks are so capable of busting out. They're only up by one. They, the Penguins. This one's fouled back into the fans.
Mills a little frustrated with their last pop-up there. That ball going high and out. Back to the fans there. So two outs here.
A lot of fans still on hand. Oh, this one's ripped out into right field, coming in on Smith. It got overhead, and Smith now falls down. It's the first time Smith has muffed anything all day. Now she's digging for third is Mills, and she's in safely. And they're going to call that an error E9. And that allowed Mills to reach third. And Brittany Hale now, number 24, the left-handed batting Hale. Has a great chance to knock in Mills and give the Penguins an insurance run, leading by only one, 5-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at third.
The Oak pitcher, Polly, still has to deal with that two outs right there. She does have a chance, but Hale with a golden opportunity to give a key insurance run.
I can't believe Smith missed that one. She's just hit everything beautifully today. Down on her knees, the shortstop is Pacetti. After that one's chopped over her, as Pacetti had to move to her right-hand side, reach over her body, goes down to the knees, no throw. There was no play. The RBI is complete. Mills comes in easily. The Penguins' lead is 2 now, 6-4. And Hale, the runner at first. That brings up Jessica Tallman, the designated player. Penguins on a bit of a roll here, again with two outs.
That's right, the Penguins with two outs. Just like the Oaks were doing much earlier in the day.
First pitch to Tallman is a strike, and Hale is credited with a single there, as that one was just impossible to handle for Pacetti at shortstop. All she could do was stop it. This one's chopped right off the end of the bat, and it goes down the third base line, but not with a lot on it. Chasing it down is Whitaker out there in left field. The wind's picked up. It's started off just a little bit windy at the beginning of the earlier game, and now it's just continued to blow and blow and get stronger and stronger throughout the day. Coming in now from dead left field. No, looks like the flag's out there in center field. It's swirling. Seems like it's coming in from left. Off-speed delivery is high. Stealing down to second is Hale. Hook slide. Hale's in there safely. Boy, Hale's quick. She beat that throw by a mile, and she picked a good ball to run on because it was an off-speed delivery.
Absolutely. Pacetti and Vegas were having trouble even getting to second base in time.
The ball was thrown so slowly. She just had a ton of time. This one's out there. Whitaker diving in on it. Oh, Whitaker hauls it in.
Out.
Shoestring catch for Whitaker out there in left field. Great play. She had a good jump on it with two outs. The Penguins do pick up one. 6-4. This is the last opportunity for the Oaks. They need two to tie it. And should they do so, the Penguins will be up in the bottom of the seventh, but we're going to the top of the seventh.
So this will be...
And that'll see Alicia Vegas leading things off. Vegas 3-for-3 in the second game. Ka'ule Padakan and Amber Fruitt. So the Penguins have a tough part of the lineup coming up. Top seven, Penguins up, 6-4, game 2, radio.dominican.edu.
Here we are, radio.dominican.edu is back. And top of the seventh action here. See if the Penguins can get out of this with a two-run lead. It's 6-4. Stuart Horn able to catch you these last three outs. We'll see.
The Oaks betting on Alicia Vegas here in the afternoon game. Markley digging for it. One pitch. Oh, Markley with an underhanded grab. Top seven. That was large. The Penguins up 6-4. One pitch to Vegas, especially, who's the only player in the afternoon game or the morning game to be 3-for-3, and she comes up, swings at the first pitch, very anxious.
Not able to get anything done.
No, she chopped it out of bounds, and Markley dug for it. Beautiful play there. Kaule Patikin coming up now, the right-handed batter. Here's Patikin. She takes ball one. Patikin is, 1-for-3 in the afternoon. But she does not have a run scored. She had in the third inning, she had a single out there to right field. The second one rolls across home plate. Two balls, no strikes to Patikin.
So the Penguins looking like they'll be able to have enough defense here to hold off the Oaks. They do have the two-run lead to hold on to.
J-Will, I think you're speaking, you're very confident. I like that, but it's a little early to be talking about having enough defense against the Oaks. These guys, these Oaks are so pesky. Strike one there. Oh, no. Okay, ball three.
You know, you do catch me on a good note there, as the Penguins haven't been able to finish with those two outs on the board.
Now Patikin, the first player all day to swing at 3-0 and rips it up the center. Not one player swung at a 3-0 pitch until right then. She rips a single. And here comes Amber Fruitt.
I guess you'd break the rule of not swinging on 3-0.
Yeah, it's such a rarity, in at least at this level of collegiate softball. And now I wonder if they're going to pull Patikin for a pinch runner or not. They're talking about it over there in the dugout. There has been a timeout called, and in fact, a pinch runner is coming in her place.
Jamie Trenadue.
She wears the number 12 jersey. She's over there at first, getting ready to run, of course. That's what she comes in for.
Jamie Trenadue, fans, number 12. She's the pinch runner for Patikin. Uh-oh, this one's out to right field. Digging in on it was Volstecki, and she muffs it. And Volstecki throws it in, hits the cutoff runner over to third base. Oh, and somehow Joyner comes up with it. And now with one down and runners at second and third, the Penguins have a little bit of trouble. Volstecki was unable to field it cleanly, then muffed it a little bit and gave just enough time for the Oaks to the Oaks to move around an extra base. So here is Brittany Whitaker.
Boy, talk about trouble here. The Penguins now have a
number
to deal with two on first and second and third.
I don't know.
At the plate is number
seven. This is not Brittany Whitaker. Hold on now. Coach Herman's called a timeout, so all the Penguins are around him at the mound. And number seven is who, Brandon?
Marchese.
Pamela Marchese, fans.
She was a pitcher from the first game, if I do recall.
Number seven, Pamela Marchese, comes in the bat for the Oaks.
So some big offense being brought in by the Oaks.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, Whitaker was 0-for-3 in the afternoon, which explains a little bit about the pinch hitter. Amber Fruitt had the single, but the error on Volstecki allowed her to advance to second, and Jamie Trenadue advanced to third, and now we have Pamela Marchese, the batter.
Marchese,
and she swings at the first one for a strike.
That's right. So the go-ahead run for the Oaks is at the plate, but with an 0-2 count.
And that one's in there, nothing and two, and the Penguins needed that. I'm not sure what Coach Herman said, but maybe he said something good. Here comes the next pitch. A little bit low, a little bit away from Parks.
Penguins obviously prepared by coaching.
See if Parks can hold it together here. Yeah. Here's the next pitch. Oh, that's right in there. And a huge strikeout as Pamela Marchese goes down. That was massive. There are now two down with runners at second and third. We're in the top of the seventh.
Absolutely. The key out brings the Oaks to just one out left, and that means force outs.
Jessica Smith, who's just been a killer over there defensively in right field, is 0 for 3, fans, in this game, too. Smith is due to hit one. And here's the pitch by Parks. This one rolls across home plate, but dug out nicely by Kennedy. A superb job of staying in the way of that one. On deck is Megan Kincaid, should Smith reach.
And you're speaking well of Smith, because they can't afford to take her out in case this does...
Oh, Volstecki chases one down the right field line. Smith got a good piece of it, but the wind pulled it out. Now Smith is back in there, one ball and one strike. Two downs, fans. Two down in the top of the seventh. Penguins on top, 6-4. And the Oaks have two strikes to play with. And Smith, who's 0 for 3 in the afternoon game.
What we're trying to do of the Oaks was already at home plate from third on that foul ball.
Here's the pitch. This one's fouled up and away. It's 2-2 now. 1-2, check it. Trenadue, the runner at third. The Penguins aren't that worried about her. It's that runner at second. That's Amber Fruitt that the Penguins are worried about.
They'll have to preserve their two-run lead right now. Top of the seventh.
Here's the next pitch. Oh, dead ball. It just came off the tip of the bat. I thought it was strike three. I was ready to let the balloons go there, J-Wo, but that one came off the tip of the bat, just right off the end. Again, Megan Kincaid is on deck. Kincaid with a couple of hits in the afternoon game. 2 for 4 is Kincaid. But now it's Jessica Smith, who stands in, one ball, two strikes. Parks toes the rubber. Gets a sign from Kennedy. Rocks back. Here it is. Strike three, fans. Strike three on the outside corner. Smith walks back. The Penguins manage a split in game two, 6-4, the final. Game one was 9-4.
Very good piece of action right
you know,
there.
You know, by the way Penguins. That the Oaks looked in game one, I'm very happy with the way the Penguins came back. Parks looked superb in game two. She went the distance. Coach Herman left her in there, even though she got herself in a little bit of a pinch at the end, with two runners on in scoring position, just one out. But she hung in there pretty nicely and got the strikeout to end the game, the second two in a row, I might add, J-Wo. Two strikeouts, and she did that twice this game. But the most important two strikeouts came there on the last two batters of the game. The final, 6-4. Penguins go to 10 wins. Let's see, 10 wins and 17 losses. The Oaks go to 5 wins and 13. Thank you. 5 and 13. That's a lot of mathematics. We've been out here all day, you know. I'm a little bit fuzzy.
Numbers go everywhere.
J-Wo, you did a superb job on the play-by-play there. Your maiden voyage in collegiate softball. And I'm glad to report, fans, that J-Wo has decided to keep radio and communications in his... Well, he's a communications major anyway. But radio... in his curriculum for next semester, so he will be back with me for softball. Stuart Horn under the direction of Melba Beals from the communications department. Hats off to our awesome scoreboard guy. That's Brandon Davis, who's always in the house. You can't see a DU event without Brandon hanging around. Jay Woney, parting thoughts. Was this your first softball game? Do you
As far as collegiate style, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Penguins looked real good under head coach Bob Herman. Shout out to Mindy from Menlo and the rest of the Oaks for making the trip up from Atherton. The Penguins get a split out of them, and after the first game, we'll take it. That's it, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu signing off. Thank you for listening to DU Softball from Dominican University of California.